Following is another KXPN Sports presentation. KXPN Sports presents high school football.
It'll set up now third and 11 here for the Stars at the 5 minute mark of quarter number one. Harburg looking to throw, and he's going to throw it deep. He's got a man out there, and it's caught at the 10, the 5, touchdown!
Tonight, the 2019 season kicks off at Miles Field in Kearney as the Kearney Catholic Stars host the Broken Bow Indians. High school football on ESPN Radio is brought to you by the KXPN Sports Club.
Well, it's a short three or a long two. You make the call. The Stars have it inside the three-yard line. Howe is right behind Schwarz and keep it. He'll cut in underneath, has a seam, leans forward, is in the end zone for the touchdown.
Kearney Catholic took last year's opener in Broken Bow, and tonight Broken Bow looks to even the series with a team that features only five seniors on the roster. It's the Indians and the Stars coming up next, but first, it's the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. We'll join ESPN Radio's Randy Bushcutter live from Miles Field in Kearney right after this word from Hogemeyer Hybrids.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer independent representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer independent representatives, 627-1064.
Good evening, everyone, and welcome here to Miles Field as the Kearney Catholic Stars coming off a season that they're really just not used to, missing the playoffs with a record of 4-5. They're hoping for a lot more this season, and they have a good, young, talented team. Only a handful of seniors on this year's squad, but that doesn't mean the expectations are low. Quite the contrary, this junior class is loaded for Kearney Catholic, and they're hoping that they can get things started, moving in the right direction. Again, picking up a win here against Broken Bow. Broken Bow last year 5-4, but they did miss the playoffs, and they graduated everybody. So they are a very young team. But again, Kearney Catholic might be a little bit older, a little bit more experienced, Don Lease, because this is a squad that there is a lot of expectations. And I'm telling you, if I'm going to design a quarterback, I think I'll make him 6'6 and fast as the wind. What do you think?
Yeah, definitely. Heinrich Harbaugh is one of those guys that he can flat out motor, Randy, and he showed that in the track season last year as a sophomore and stuff, that he can get out and move, and he worked hard this summer, and so did a lot of these guys out here. Kearney Catholic's going to be very, very athletic, and want to get the ball out to the outside, get the ball to the receivers out there, and if Harbert has to run, he will just tuck it up and he'll go.
And again, he was a state runner-up in the 100-meter dash, also was a finalist in the 200, and Dwayne Schmidt is still smiling over there thinking about that. Again, very talented there, but also there's a lot of experience at wide receiver, yeah. So he's got a lot of targets, and we're also going to see something that we haven't seen a whole lot with Kearney Catholic. We're going to see two tight ends. They're going to line up with two tight ends quite a bit.
Yep, they're going to do that, and like you said, the receivers are good and talented outside. They want to get the ball outside to those guys, and like you said, they're going to line up a little bit at times, and quite a bit to start off with two tight ends, and see what they can do. Getting the ball out to the outside, they really want. Talking to Coach Harvey is to get out to that edge and see what Harbaugh and some of those running backs can do.
Absolutely. And defensively, Kearney Catholic, even last year, pretty solid on defense. There's some pretty good speed out there. Trey Colling at linebacker fills a lot of holes, has a lot of, as we used to say, defensive savvy. Yeah. They just kind of have a pretty good football IQ. There's a lot of speed out on this defense as well.
Oh, yeah. And you'll see them flow to the football. Those guys will really attack that football once they see where it's going and stuff. You'll see not just one person or two. There'll be three or four guys that are right there ready to make that tackle if somebody happens to miss it. That's one of the things that Coach Harvey said, we really got to do. We got to swarm the ball.
Well, they have a history of doing that. You're listening to the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Contact Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Hybrid seed dealer. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll talk with the longtime head coach of the Broken Bow Indians. We'll be back with Mike Garner right after this timeout.
For over 60 years, R.W. Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Building Kearney and Central Nebraska is what they do. R.W. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 60 years. Located at 2500 West 24th Street in Kearney, Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Maine, Kostler, and Cottle.
Opening night of the high school football season here on ESPN Radio, and this is the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Let's talk with the opponent for the Kearney Catholic Stars tonight, and that coming in from Broken Bow and head coach Mike Garner, who has seen a lot of good football teams and good football players roll through the Indians. And coach, kind of that improved but not quite where you wanted to be last year. How did you put a bow on the end of last year to get you ready for this year?
Well, I think the biggest thing was just, you know, celebrate what you accomplish. If your goal every year is to win a certain number of games or get to a certain point in the playoffs, then a lot of times you're going to fall short of that. You know, my goal the last however many years, 22, I think, let's go out and play the best we can every week, and let's try to get better every week, and we'll just let the chips fall where they may. You know, if that means we end up state champions, hey, I'll take that. And, you know, if that means we end up 5-4, then that's what it is. And I felt like those kids last year, they had a great season. You know, there was a couple of games that maybe when you look back at it, you can say, yeah, you guys could have played a little bit better in those games. But it is what it is. And I really felt like last year's senior class played with a tremendous amount of effort. And that's what I want to see out of this group this year, too, is I want to see kids that go out and play with tremendous effort. And we're just going to let the chips fall where they may.
And, of course, you lost a lot of kids, a lot of seniors off last year's squad, and not near as many. I think I count only four here on the entire roster. What kind of a challenge does that prove?
The challenge is that you're going to have some younger kids, some sophomores and juniors that are forced into starting roles. You know, we graduated, I think we had a senior class of 10 kids. But the problem was most of them started both ways. So when those 10 graduated, it's like you lose almost your entire team. I like the work ethic that our younger kids have had, both in the off season last year and then over the summer. I thought we made tremendous strides in the weight room, and since practice started, they're young but they're hungry, and that's not always a bad combination.
Mike Garner, the head football coach of Broken Bow, joining us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show, getting ready to kick the season off again against Kearney Catholic. Kearney Catholic got the better of them last year. Your defense, for the most part, was, I know talking when other coaches played you, one of the better ones, and not to throw out any family references, but Lathan Duda was your leading tackler. He's back for you. It would seem like maybe the strength of your football team again will be on that side of the football.
I think so, and I think early on, in most years, that's the case. You know, kids tend to pick things up on the defensive side of the ball a little bit faster than they do on the offensive side. And you're right about Lathan being definitely part of our strength. I feel like we're a lot stronger in the back end of our defense with our linebackers and secondary than we are up front. You know, after graduating guys like Drew Drake and Griffin Wright and Trey Brooks, Colton Duda, another family reference, it's going to be a little bit different. You know, the names are different, and the level of experience the kids have is a lot different. So I think up front it's going to be really a learning process on offense, defense. But I think with our linebackers and secondary, we've got some experienced kids there, and you know, hopefully that's going to prove itself true.
talking with Mike Garner, head football coach at Broken Bow here as they get ready to open the season. With some of those spots that you had to lose to graduation, where was the most immediate need of concern? Maybe you don't have depth right there right now. Where are you going to be watching here in this first game specifically? Offense, defense, special teams, doesn't matter.
Well, to me, I always watch the offensive line. That's what I coach every day in practice, and that's what I'm going to be really paying attention to tomorrow night and over the weekend as I look at the film. It's one thing, you watch the kids in practice and you feel like they're picking up their assignments, and then it's a completely different thing when they're out there under the gun and they're lining up across from somebody that's a junior or senior rather than one of our freshmen or sophomores. It's a different deal. I want to see how our younger linemen respond to that. And so for me, that's going to be the area that I'm most interested in how they respond.
You have got some big boys up front. You might be as big or have the better bulk on the line than anybody you play. I know you'll have an advantage tonight over Kearney Catholic. What about that line? Looks like these guys pretty much play both ways for you too.
That's right. And so, you know, with great size comes limited endurance. We hope that's not the case, but that's one of the things that we're really working with, is trying to build some rotations in so we can get those guys a break every now and again, because most of them are also starting on defense. I think our rotations defensively are a little bit more set at this point right now than they are along the offensive line. So we'll see what happens. You know, I think it's, every year it's exciting. You just, until you line up against somebody else, you just really never know what you have. And so I'm really excited to find that out.
And before we get your thoughts on Kearney Catholic, you had a really good quarterback graduate among all these guys, and Grace and Gary. Looks like Blake Denson's going to get that job for you. What can you tell us about him and how his style may be different than what you've had?
Grayson was our starter for 3 years, and probably his greatest attribute was he was able to see the field. He was a tall kid, pretty sharp, you know, football wise, and was able to study the field and see who was open. Blake is a little bit shorter, not as able to see the field well, but I think the difference is between the two. Blake is a super competitive kid, you know, and Grayson was competitive too, but Blake is like one step on beyond that. And throws a good ball. You know, he's an excellent baseball player, and you watch him playing basketball, and he's just, he never stops. So I think it's going to be different in the sense that where Grayson would maybe analyze a little bit more, I think Blake just reacts. He just goes. So it's going to be different, obviously, since I haven't had anybody other than Grayson Gary since Obama was still president. But I think we'll be okay there, you know, just because of the competitive nature that Blake has.
And finally, Mike, I know Kearney Catholic, you kind of threw a little wrinkle at them last year in the season opener. What are you expecting from them? How are they different than the team that you played last year?
Well, they're more experienced. You know, last year we did come really close to beating them, to upsetting them at that time. Just, you know, defensively, I felt like we played great against them. Offensively, we just struggled and we couldn't dig ourselves out of a hole. But last year, they were a little bit inexperienced, and there were some things that we were able to take advantage of. I don't think that's going to happen this year. And so we're going to have to be a little bit more sound than maybe we were a year ago. You know, I look for their quarterback and receivers. That's a good group, you know, and that's, I'm interested to see how our secondary is going to match up with them, because I've watched that same group of kids play basketball, and they're just very athletic. And so that's going to be, I think, a big test to see how that works.
All right, Coach, I know everybody's excited to get the season underway here tonight, and always appreciate you giving us some time. Best of luck to the Indians throughout the season.
Okay, thank you.
That's Mike Garner, head coach at Broken Bow, and we'll be back on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show to talk with Kearney Catholic's Rashawn Harvey right after this on ESPN Radio.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
Have you ever seen a dented tortoise? The same way a thick tortoise shell protects its occupant, the Bullet Spray on bed liners from the Dent Poppers protect your pickup truck's bed. No rust, corrosion, dents, or scratches ever. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck, and it says so in writing. Bullet Spray on liners is the one that goes on hot, stays strong. That means your truck holds its value longer. Surprised that the Dent Popper now applies Bullet Spray on? Don't be. The Dent Popper's been on the leading edge of vehicle preservation for years. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on First, on the bricks, downtown. Town Kearney for a free estimate.
And we're back here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show on ESPN Radio. Opening night of the season at Miles Field as Kearney Catholic getting ready to take on Broken Bow. And the head coach, Rashawn Harvey, joining us here to talk about how fall camp has gone and what the Stars have on the field, at least ahead of tonight's game. And, Coach, I guess let's start there. We had a chance to chat before camp began, and you have a few injuries like everybody does, but how did things roll through these first 3 weeks?
Yeah, we felt our fall camp went well. You know, we got a lot of offense and defensive stuff installed, and the special teams is looking good, especially the special teams. We want those to be definitely on point the first few games, because those win or lose games in the first few weeks. But our young men are tired of beating on each other, and they're excited about playing Broken Bow tonight.
What did you see out of the scrimmage last week, and what did you want to see?
You know, we saw some good things from our kids, especially their effort. You know, we've been talking about relentless effort, getting to the ball defensively, gang tackling, wrapping up, and just doing the proper things defensively. So we saw a lot of that offensively. You know, we thought we had a great pace adjusting to the 40-second clock rule, and so the officials gave us great feedback on that. We had some young guys step up and show us that they're ready for some action on Friday nights. And, you know, even in our special teams game, you know, Spencer Hoagland did a great job. We spent some time working on our field goal team. That kid's got a leg, and we've got to be able to utilize him this season.
As you take a look at this football team for Kearney Catholic, we've kind of joked over the last few years. One year the line returns and you have to replace the specialty guys. One year you've got your specialty guys back and you have to replace the line. What kind of a team do you have coming back this year?
Our experience is probably going to be in our skill positions. We return a lot of those guys from last year, so those guys will definitely have to have an impact. But we got to have our offensive and defensive line step up. You know, we lost some guys from last year. When you lose Eli Richter and Sam Clinch, and those guys were major components to our offense and defensive line last year. But we've got some young guys that are stepping up. You know, we had some freshmen that played a lot last year, like Dylan Murs had to play a lot as a freshman. Seth Moore even played a lot last year. Jackson Dakey. So those guys are definitely step up. We've got another masker that's probably the biggest masker of them all. So he'll get an opportunity this year to show what he can do. But we're excited to see what our offense and defensive lines can do this season.
And basically, Coach, and at this level, it's not different, but both of the offensive and defensive lines, you kind of have the same guys.
Absolutely. At our level, especially, you know, C1, C2, you know, those guys will, you know, double up on each side. But we've got a tad bit of depth, and we're excited about that. You know, a young man that will come to the forefront, we believe, has got some talent, could be an All-State kid, is a Corin Comrade. He'll play some DN for us, so, we'll definitely put him out there a lot, even as a sophomore. His brother, Corin Comrade, will play some outside linebackers for us. So those two kids, two brothers, we're excited to see what they can do. Gavin Drumheller will have to play on the defensive line as a 10th grader also. So we'll be young there, but these kids have done a great job in the offseason getting prepared for the season.
Rashawn Harvey, the head coach at Kearney Catholic, joining us here on the Hogemeyer Hybrids pregame show. Coach, I'll let you tell me, but it seems to me that this is the fewest seniors Kearney Catholic has had on a football team ever.
Absolutely. In my years at Kearney Catholic, I've been there a lot, and we lost two seniors this summer, early fall. They had to make a great decision based on the information they had with some health issues. So, we missed those guys, but they're still going to be part of our team, be out there with us. But, yeah, we're going in the season with the lowest amount of seniors we've ever had. So they make a small percentage of our team, but they've been doing a great job being out there and taking a leadership role, and they are excited about their senior season.
Will the team look different in any aspect? When you're scouted, it's a widespread offense, bringing at you defense. You've always had some kickers, as you've mentioned. Is there anything that'll be drastically different because of that this year?
Yeah, we'll have a few wrinkles in our offense. We'll still line up and, you know, be the stars. We'll go 3-by-2, 4-by-1. We'll spread it all over. But we've got some young men on our team that we need and we must utilize their talent if we're going to be successful. So we'll line up in a double tight end set, and we'll play one tight end a lot of times because we've got some guys that have length. Advantage this year, we believe, is some of our length. You know, we've got guys that are 6'3 and above playing in skill positions for us. So we should be able to have a lot of one-on-one situations and put them in situations where they're covered by a linebacker. And these 6'3 guys that we have are pretty athletic. Obviously, they play on our basketball team. They're part of our state runner-up track team from last year. So we're going to utilize their talents.
You've had some quarterbacks that can throw the ball, like state record breaker Matt Masker. You've had some kids that can run the ball. And Heinrich Harburg can throw the ball, and it's amazing for folks that have never seen this kid. He's 6'5", 6'6", obviously state finals in the 100-meter dash. How do you utilize him?
We're going to put the ball in his hands. He's going to be on the field as much as he can be out there. If that kid's not boogered up or injured or something, he's going to have the ball in his hands. He's just an electric player for us. And like you said, you know, he's a state finalist in the 100. So that kid can run, and he's very athletic. So we'll get him out of the pocket. We'll keep him in the pocket because he can throw the ball also. Like you mentioned, we'll run him in every aspect of our offense also. So he will be a threat for our offense.
And let's take a look at Broken Bow. Obviously, you've played them enough. You're familiar. They don't change a whole lot either. What can you tell us about this season opening matchup?
We know that Coach Gardner is going to have them ready to go defensively. You know, they play hard-nosed football. They're going to come in, and they traditionally play a seven-man box, and they don't want you to run on them. So we know that for a fact, and we believe they're going to show up and run some power football. Last year, they kind of threw a wrinkle at us, probably because of the quarterback they had, but they played some spread offense last year. But we believe they'll go back to their power football, and they're going to run right at you, and they play solid defense. You know, offensively, they're pretty sound, and they know they're content with 3 yards in a cloud of dust to keep the chains moving and keep the ball out of your hands. So they will be ready to play. They will be physical like every Broken Bow team in the past.
And finally, Rashawn Harvey, the head coach at Kearney Catholic. I know it's one game at a time and all that, but considering the schedule that you had last year will be the same as this year, the teams will look maybe a little different, obviously, because of graduation. But considering you have to go on the road the next 2 weeks, play the defending state champion next week, maybe this opener is very, very important as far as the overall look and confidence for the season.
Absolutely. You know, we got to get a victory going into, you know, this, you know, ending tonight. We need a victory going into game two, you know, like you said, playing the state runner-up. And, you know, there's a mental aspect of playing Aurora, and then there's the physical aspect when you get there. And so we know they're going to be athletic in everything they do. But obviously, like you said, we don't want to overlook this first game, but we do know those games are coming down the road. We'll have to get on the road for 2 hours, go to Lincoln Christian and play a flex bone team. And then after that, man, our rest of our schedule, like you said, is packed with some good talent. We play that team out west, Ogallala. Then we also got to play Sutton. He was a perennial power in C2. And so, and Cozad. So that's always a rival game for us. And, you know, all those games in between also, those teams are going to show up to play. Anytime Kearney Catholic shows up, teams want to beat us, and we know it.
All right, Coach, let's get off to a great start here for the 2019 season, and we'll chat again next week.
All right, thank you for covering the Stars.
That's Rashawn Harvey, head coach at Kearney Catholic, and we'll be back with the starting lineup from Miles Field right after this on the Hogemeyer.
Aurora Cooperative is excited to launch Prairie Valley Seed Brand into the market. Prairie Valley has one goal in mind, and that's to help you grow. By providing cutting-edge genetics and technology packages in combination with our customized seed placement approach, you can rest assured that your seeds will work as hard as you do. At Prairie Valley Seed, we'll push the boundaries in seed innovation so you can push the boundaries in farming. Prairie Valley Seeds, grow without limits. Tougher together, Aurora and you.
experience matters. ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center have physicians who are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, head, and neck disorders in adults and children. See Drs. Conley, Johnson, and Owen at Kearney ENT and see why experience matters to them. Their main office is located in Kearney. However, they're where you are, with 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Providing the highest quality care to everyone, ENT Physicians of Kearney and Family Hearing Center, specializing in you.
Just when you thought it was safe to stay out of the water, Buzz's Marine presents Cause 6, a new dimension in savings. Why do they call it a Cause 6 sale? Because there's only 6 carryover specials left in stock, and Buzz's Marine has taken a monstrous bite out of their price. Buzz's Marine has vowed that the sale will come to an abrupt halt as soon as the last boat is sold. Cause 6. Brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Hurry, sale ends whenever. Go to buzzesmarine.com for more details. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
Brokenbo, 5-4 a season ago. At center will be Lance Garner, a 230-pound senior. The guards are Dylan Baum, 195 pounds, and a junior, Wyatt Woodland, also a junior, who will make the start at guard as well. The tackles are Tyler Thomas, 250-pound sophomore. Also at sophomore tackle is Surya Bumgardner. He's 297 pounds. At running back will be Frazier Kalen, 168 pounds, and a junior, Austin Harvey, 147 pounds, and a sophomore. Also at running back will be Michael Stoddard, 165 pounds, senior. And at wide receiver will be Lathan Duda, 188 pounds, and a junior. And he's a good one, and he is, in case you're wondering, the cousin of our own Doug Duda. Skeeter Campbell, also a wide receiver, 133 pounds, and a junior. And the quarterback will be Blake Denson. He's 162 pounds and a junior. Now for the Kearney Catholic Stars at center, Jackson Dakey, 5'10", 165-pound senior. At guards will be Jake Masker, a sophomore, 6'2", 240 pounds, and Matthew Mays, 6'3", 215 pounds, and a senior. The tackles are Dylan Mays, just a sophomore at 6'5", 190 pounds. Seth Moore, a junior, 6'5", 185 pounds, will be the other tackle. Running back will be Cale Conrad, who will be making his first career start here today. At wide receivers will be Brett Mahoney, a sophomore, 6'4", 200 pounds. Logan O'Brien, a junior, 6'5", 175 pounds. Kagan Bossomer, a junior, 6'6", 195 pounds. And the leading receiver from a year ago, Logan Miner, a junior, 5'9", 170 pounds. A year ago, he caught 22 balls for 422 yards and 4 touchdowns. And the quarterback is a good one, Heinrich Harburg, a junior, 6'6", 175 pounds. And again, he was the runner-up last year in the state 100-meter dash at the state track meet. He threw for 733 yards and 6 touchdowns, ran for another 4 touchdowns and 186 yards 1 year ago. The head coach, of course, for the Stars is Rashawn Harvey. That's your starting lineups, brought to you by 5 Points Bank, the Bill Bank in Kearney. We step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll kick this one off here between the Indians and the Stars right after this.
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer today.
Summer's winding down. It's time for Amigo's $5 taco salad deal. The whole month of August, get a taco salad or chicken taco salad for just $5. It's the fast-serve salad that's made fresh when ordered, with crisp garden greens, cheddar cheese, and heaping hot portions of seasoned ground beef or grilled chicken. And here's the best part. It's served in a crunchy tortilla bowl with Amigo's famous ranch dressing. Time to enjoy a $5 taco salad at Amigo's.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Looking to buy a Traeger grill? Upgrade your current grill or stock up on Traeger supplies? Now is the time. At Builders, we are Traegering into the Nebraska State Fair, offering special pricing available only in the Builders booth or at Builders stores in Kearney or Grand Island. Check out the new Traeger lineup with Wi-Fi technology, enabling you to set it and forget it. Ask about financing, Builders rewards, and delivery. See you at the Nebraska State Fair.
As we're all set and ready to get this one underway, the third team out there, Don, is approaching the field and teeing up the football as the officials all set and ready to go. Kearney Catholic, of course, will be in their home green uniforms, white numbers, gold trim on those numbers, as well as the gold helmets with that KC logo on the side. The double B's on the side of the helmet here for Broken Bow. They wear white helmets, white tops and red pants, and it just feels good to have football back, and it feels like football weather. I mean, it's a little chilly, actually, at 68 degrees, but boy, you sure will take that in the first game of the year. And the field is in great shape. Again, it hasn't been banged up by any game so far, so it is in top field. It is in great condition here. Our field conditions are brought to you by Impact Ag Partners, Craig Regis and Todd Travis, your local Pioneer Seed dealer. Pioneer knows more about field conditions with top-yielding Pioneer brand soybeans, Impact Ag Partners, and Pioneer Seed. Science with service, delivering success. Broken Bow on the toss. They deferred it to the second half. That's an interesting strategy because you're going to give the football right over here to this potentially potent Kearney Catholic offense.
Yep, that's exactly right, Randy. And that's what Coach Harvey kind of wanted. He wanted the football to start the game. Because I asked him, you know, what would you do if you won the toss? He goes, we're going to take the football. And then they got the opportunity to take the football here. So we'll see what the Kearney Catholic can do here on their, you know, when they get the football here at the first possession.
So back deep here for the Stars will be Logan Miner, and also back there, and you don't see a whole lot, your quarterback being one of your kickoff return guys, but hey, when you finish second state in the 100-meter dash, yeah, you might want to do that. Hunter Carberg back deep as well. So here comes Bill Cabell. Well, two things up here, and it was number 82, McKean, who's kicking off the football, and it's relatively short, and it's going to be picked up on one of the upbacks, and having a little seam here to Samson David. David will turn the edge. They'll get across the 40-yard line, and near the 50-yard line, our first spot of the season. They very well be exactly at midfield to get things started here.
Yeah, and then nice job by Samson David there, just taking the football because it was a short kick. He was trying to go to the wedge in the middle there and just take and planted and came to the outside and picked up what he could. And it's got just a little bit short of the 50-yard line, but a nice return for Kearney Catholic.
So the ball will be short a little bit. They say he's down at the 49, so we're just short of midfield to get things started here. And Harburg will be in the pistol formation. Behind him will be running back Cale Conrad. And they'll change that formation a little bit there to a wing, but they end up with two tight ends and wings on either side, and they're going to hand off here to Conrad. Conrad will turn to the right side, kind of just go off that edge, and he'll gain about 2 yards. We go from the 49 to the 49.
Yep, and, you know, trying to get outside, that's exactly what they want to do. Sometimes when those tight ends in, they really want to kind of seal in those guys and try to get to the outside, and Broken Bow did a good job of coming up there and stopping that.
And again, the Stars will go with two tight ends. They're split ends, basically. They're in the backfield, so they're wingbacks. And going out here is going to be Harburg, and they'll throw it in underneath. It's going to be complete, and it'll be taken Bosshammer. Bosshammer will bring it down to the 39-yard line. That'll be a gain of 10, and the Stars move the sticks.
Yeah, good job by Harburg just faking that handoff like they did on the first play, giving it to Conrad, going to the right side. Then he rolled out here to the left side and got Kagan Bosshammer coming across the middle for a first down.
Well, they didn't give him the full 10 yards. They only gave him 9. They'll spot the ball at the 40-yard line, and it'll be first and 10 here for Kearney Catholic. As we're in the first possession of the season for both these two squads, they take the handoff. Harburg goes right up the middle, and he's going to get back to the line of scrimmage, and that's going to be about it. Down at his feet, the first one there is going to be Yance Garner.
Good job by the front four guys there for Broken Bow, getting a little bit of penetration on that as he tried to fake that handoff and then follow the fullback going up the middle, and Broken Bow is right there to stop it.
So they'll empty the backfield. They'll have a split hand wide to the right, one wide to the left, as we're nearly on each sideline. And Harburg, three-step drop, finds a little man in underneath. Again, that's going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer will make the catch, gain about five, and it'll set up a manageable third down and about five.
Yep, just little curl routes on the outside on the right side there. Logan O'Brien and Bosshammer ran, and he connected with Bosshammer, but Broken Bow was right there to make the tackle as he made the catch.
Well, third and five, obviously very manageable for this offense, and they're going to have three wide outs to the left, two on the right, empty backfield for Harburg, who will be in that shotgun formation, 5 yards behind his center, Dakey, and he'll take the snap. No pressure coming at all. He steps up, he throws, he's got a man and cannot make the connection. It falls incomplete as he tries to connect with Conrad.
Yeah, Conrad trying to come across the middle on that, a deep in on that route there, and just didn't quite connect with him, did Harburg. But, you know, that's what they want to do, is they want to spread you out on some of those. And then Conrad's one of the running backs. He's coming out of the backfield, and they're trying to get the football to those guys.
Well, you're in that netherworld, too long for a field goal.
Yep.
A punt doesn't make a whole lot of sense here. So you're going to go for it on fourth and five from the 35-yard line. First possession of the season here for Kearney Catholic. Clock has stopped with 2:04 to go. Three wideouts to the left. They'll empty the backfield. In motion will be Conrad to the right side. And they're setting up the screen, and it's going to be complete, but they read it, and there'll be a loss on the play. Just trying that underneath screen, and they were ready for it and making the tackle there. I thought it was 42, but there's no 42 on the roster here from Broken Bow.
Yeah, I think it was number 15, Austin Harvey, did a good job of just going right with Mahoney right there. That was his guy on the outside here. They tried to run that wide receiver as Mahoney came in back to the inside. And they did a good job, you know, of releasing, but Harvey did a good job of staying right with him and making the tackle.
So loss of five on fourth down, so it'll be, well, actually loss of only about three on fourth down, so this will be the first offensive play here for the Broken Bow Indians, and they'll connect it with the tight end, and that'll be a gain of about two on the play, as immediately the Stars with Harburg are able to envelop Lathan Duda as he made the catch.
Yep, just a quick little out on this right side here, and connecting with Duda, but like you said, Harburg was right there. Once he made the catch, there was no room to run. Harburg did a good job of coming up there and making the tackle.
Well, Blake Benson's first offensive play, again, you kind of get those jitters, you get that out of the way. They'll be in that pistol formation here as Denson will call for it. Takes the hand up. It's on the ground and falling on the football to save the day here for Broken Bow is going to be Frazier Kalen.
Yeah, Frazier Kalen. He did a good job of just getting on the football because they wanted to, you know, he tried to get that ball into his stomach there and it didn't make it. And football was loose. Jackson Dakey was right there too as he just got it off his block quickly. But Frazier did a good job of getting on the football.
Well, even with a clean handoff, that one wasn't going to go anywhere.
Yep, Dakey was right there. He shed his guy, and he was right there.
Grand Island leads Kearney High 12-7. That game's in the first quarter across town here. They'll go with that choir formation here. Denson's going to roll out, and he's going to get sacked. Coming through there is Colling. Colling might be a little banged up, so that's why he didn't start on offense, but he has an 8-yard sack here flying in from that linebacker position.
Yeah, he read that really well coming out of that linebacker position as they faked that handoff and rolled out to that left side. And as he got out to the outside on that, by about the end position there, Colling was right there to make that tackle.
So 4th and 17, and your kickoff returners are your punt returners here for Kearney Catholic. So that means Logan Miner is the favorite target of quarterback Heinrich Harburg, and Harburg is there as well. They have two guys back, so if they try that little squib thing, one of them can run up and pick it up. And so they await the punt here, and that's going to be a high kick, and fair catching it here is going to be Harburg. So it'll be about the 37-yard line here for Kearney Catholic as they'll have their second possession of the game. And overall, not a bad punt there for Austin Harvey.
No, really wasn't. You know, like you said, you know, got that high enough to where their people could get down there, and Harburg just did a good job of making the catch and getting on to the offensive part of things right here for Kearney Catholic.
Well, the Stars lost yardage on fourth down attempt, and that means Broken Bow punted. Kearney Catholic did not. The exchange of 13 yards, even though the Stars did have a couple of first downs. Checking that wristband here is going to be Harburg. He's got it first and 10 And he'll hand it off to Stoddard. Stoddard comes right up the middle, has an open seam. There's a flag down. He brings it across midfield down to the 48-yard line. But most, if not all, of this is going to come back. There's actually two different flags on two different yard lines here, separated by about 10 yards. And one's in the middle of the field, and the other one's on a sideline. So I think you might have two Kearney Catholic infractions.
Yeah, and they just did a good job of getting that spread out of there, and Kale Conrad had a good hold to go up through there. But like you said, there's got two flags here. We'll see what the call's going to be. Looks like it's going to be against Kearney Catholic. But
I think both flags are going to be. I think one is a hold, and I think the one at the right at the stick there is Kearney Catholic either moved or was offside or lined up offsides. Legal procedure, Kearney Catholic. And the white hat then tells us hold, Kearney Catholic.
Yep.
So you,
so
that hold, well, you know, the false start might gain you a little bit more yards because it'll be 10 yards from where that was at. So I think they're probably going to take the illegal procedure. Yep.
Yep.
And I'll set up first and 15 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yep, because the hold was downfield and stuff. And now, yep, like you said, Randy, that's going to be first and 15 here for Kearney Catholic.
Yeah, I think Mike Garney could always do math, but 22 years as a head coach, you kind of figure out, you know, that five-yarder is better than the three-yard penalty you normally would have. So Harburg will come out of that pistol. Stoddard's behind him, two tight ends. They'll hand off to Stoddard. He'll go off the end here again. Not quite as effective as last time, but the Stars will get that 5 yards back that they had on the penalty, and they'll set up now second and 10.
Yep, just getting that ball back to, you know, deep handoff to Kale Conrad coming out of there and going to that left side, getting things spread out, and that's exactly what they want to do is try to get things spread out. Got it back to the line of scrimmage here.
I had the broken bow running back in my head. I apologize to the Conrad family. Obviously, I can tell green from white generally. They fake the handoff here to Conrad. Harburg's rolling out to his right, and he's going to throw it deep. And does he have enough arm? Yes, he does. It's caught by Bosshammer. The defender falls down, and that's going to be a 63-yard touchdown.
Yep, just rolling out to his right side there. He had plenty of time, Randy, to kind of survey and see what he wanted to do. You know, Kagan Bosshammer did a good job of getting out there, you know, running a deep route out of that, and he connected with him as the defender was kind of right there, Randy, but, you know, Bosshammer being 6'3", 6'4", can go up there and get the football.
Well, you heard Coach Harvey talk about the fact that they do have some mismatch advantages, and that was one of them.
Yep.
Throw it up in the air and let your big, tall, athletic kid
right
out jump a guy that's a little bit shorter than him. So the extra point coming up here. And putting his foot into it is going to be Spencer Hoagland. And Hoagland drills it right through the uprights. But a 5 points bank touchdown. Connection between Harburg and Bosshammer. We'll mention that a lot through the course of the year. And the Stars have a 7-0 lead when we return to Miles Field right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full-service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory-trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Well, what a great way to get things started here offensively. Kearney Catholic second possession of the game. They strike from 63 yards out. They're up 7-0. And the Stars, a little trickeration here. They got a little time. They ran up there like they were going to onside kick it or something. And now Spencer Hoagland will hit the reset button. And he'll put the foot into it. It'll be a high kick, relatively short, going to be picked up about the 10-yard line. And they're going to run the little reverse here. Harvey has it on that left side, and Kearney Catholic, all ready for that. They may have actually lost 5 yards on the return.
Kushner did a good job there, Randy, just staying in his lane. They ran that reverse out of that, and he was right there to make the tackle as he stayed in his lane and did what he was supposed to do and make that open field tackle.
Well, again, you're counting on the first game of the year that you may be a little bit too amped up.
Right. Yep.
And again, as we mentioned, Mike Garner's first day at the rodeo, coaching 22 years, he's been in 22 home openers or season openers. Well, they'll run out of that choir formation, running back off of either shoulder here for Denson, and he'll hand the ball off to the fullback going on that left side, and he'll run over the top of the guard and gain about 1 yard, and that is going to be it.
Yep. And he just tried to follow his bigs up front there, Randy. You know, as you look at the Broken Bow guys, and, you know, their line, you know, you look at, 252, 290, 230, you know, 195, 240, you know, those guys are big up front. And that's what they're, you know, trying to do is try to pound this football right at Kearney Catholic.
And it was ran by Lathan Duda, who normally plays wide receiver, but he's 188 pounds. Here, Denson's going to run right up the middle, makes one guy miss. Colling will close the hole here with a help from about three or four other green jerseys there. And that's pretty good gain there. It's going to be a gain of about six, so it's going to be second and about two.
Yeah, Denson did a good job of just kind of riding that, and he pulled it out of the stomach and took off right up the middle, but he did a really good job of reading the ends and stuff like on that play and pulled it out and then took it right up the middle.
So first, well, two positive plays that Broken Bow has had so far, and it's going to be third and about one. They'll go with the tight end to the right side. That choir formation running back off of either shoulder. Denson's going to throw it. It's going to be tipped and intercepted. There's a flag down, but with it is Kushner. And Kushner will take it back to the original line of scrimmage here. There is a flag down. And we'll see if it's on the offense. Obviously, Kearney Catholic would decline that. White Hats having a discussion here. And it's going to be Kearney Catholic ball. They make the indication, and it's a sideline warning on Kearney Catholic, and that has no impact the first time. The first one is a freebie.
Yep.
Yep. That's a weird place for a sideline warning, by the way.
It was.
Because usually when the ball is about the 20-yard line, they don't even notice anybody's on the sideline.
Yep.
Must be a point of emphasis.
Yep. Yep, I think you're right, Randy.
In any event, Kushner with a nice play tipped in there, and they have good pressure on the quarterback. That's a good team interception. And the Stars will have it at the 15-yard line. So Hartberg will call it out. Standing behind him is going to be Conrad. And they'll hand it off to Conrad. Conrad will try to get the edge. He'll cut back to the inside after a nice block out there by Miner. He'll take it inside the 10-yard line down to about the 8. So that's a gain of 7. And that's getting it done
right
when you are already starting up in the red zone.
Yep, get a deep handoff out of that, and Kale Conrad going to the left side. He got a good block by Miner, got a good seal in there on the tight end there by Brett Mahoney also, and a nice gain for Kearney Catholic.
So the Stars scored the last time they had their hands on the football. Conrad will be behind his quarterback, Hartberg, as they're in that pistol formation. And Hartberg, this is a keeper all the way, trying to get the edge. Nice little stiff arm, another stiff arm, and he will be close to the sticks. That play was designed, well, it's going to be a loss of about 3 as the design didn't work out. I think he's going to be just short of the stick there. It'll be a gain of about 2, but it should have been a loss of at least 2.
Right. You know, when he went to that right side, the defensive end on that guy on that side for Broken Bow did a good job of coming in there, and Harbor did a good job of just stiff-arming him and getting him out of the way and picking up positive yards on the play.
Well, this is one of the things about the Kearney Catholic offense. You never have a quarterback that goes in under center. Normally you'd say this might be just where you either have a fullback dive as they just hand it off or a quarterback sneak, but it's going to be Hartberg throwing. He's got a man open at the pylon making the catch, and the touchdown is going to be Kagan Bosshammer.
Yep. Had two receivers on that right side. That Logan O'Brien, he kind of ran a deep route out of that on that side, and Kagan did a good job of getting underneath there, and he hit him for the touchdown. So a nice connection again from Harburg to Bosshammer.
Well, that's the second time that they've connected, and they scored the 5 points bank touchdown to put the Stars up 13-0. And now we'll see the extra point here by Spencer Hoagland. Another in a long line of good kickers here at Kearney Catholic. And, boy, he drills that one up high. That is a good-looking kick. That's a good-looking kicker. It's 14-0. Kearney Catholic, their last two possessions. they're able to punch it in. And again, they capitalize on the turnover. They're up 13-0 with 4:58 to go here in quarter number one. And we return to Miles Field right after this.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them, have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michaels Summer Half Price Sale. All men's and ladies' summer clothing is half price. Don't delay. There's still plenty of hot weather ahead. And Gary Michaels has the clothing for all occasions. From swim to golf to summer weddings. Now half price. And ladies, Hobo and Brighton, clearance half to 75% off. Shop now in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Gary Michaels Clothiers.
Hoagland, who just added the extra point to make it 14-0 Kearney Catholic, with just inside of 5 minutes to play here in quarter number one. He'll kick it off here to Broken Bow. It is going to be a high kick, and going back to deep right here is going to be Stoddard. Stoddard kind of just lets that one go over his shoulder because he was going to have to make an over-the-shoulder catch at the two-yard line. He just lets it go in the end zone, and so the first touchback of the season for big number 23, Spencer Hoagland. And we talked about it before. There's been a long line of kickers here at Kearney Catholic. It just seems like they always find somebody.
Yeah.
And Hoagland has, you know, had a perfect season a couple years ago in terms of extra points.
Yeah. And then, you know, that's what Spence, he prides himself on that too, Randy. You know, he does a lot of practicing on those things. And like you said, Kearney Catholic has been able to find a good kicker throughout the last several years here at Kearney Catholic.
Carnahan, the first of those, or was that? You know, there's a couple others that are pretty good over the years as well. They run a little jet sweep here, action, but there's going to be an illegal procedure call here on Broken Bow, so they're going to back up 5 yards, and they'll be first and 15. And again, back-to-back, 5 points bank touchdowns between Harburg and Kagan Bosshammer.
Yep.
Two different plays. You know, one was a short little pass underneath right at the pylon, and the other one was just throw it deep and let your guy run underneath it. And that one worked for 63 yards. And then the second touchdown for 6 points came from 6 yards away. And again, we'll remind you that all of our touchdowns are sponsored by 5 Points Bank and Kearney. 5 Points Bank, the better bank. So first and 15 from the 15 here for the Broken Bow Indians. And looking to throw the football here is going to be Denson. Denson now running for his life. He's going to throw it in underneath, and he finds a man. Pass complete here to Kalen, and Kalen will get enough for the first down. He'll end up having a gain of about 20 on the play, what made one man miss, and then was able to push the pile forward for about two or three more yards.
Yep, and Denson did a good job of keeping that one alive, Randy, as he kind of he came to the left side here of Kearney Catholic's defense, and he got chased back to the outside, and you know, his receiver did a good job of coming back for the pass out of that because he was deep, and he came back for the pass and a good completion for Broken Bow for a first down.
Well, 68 degrees of kickoff. I think it's cooling down a little bit as the wind is starting to kick up. We might have rain by the end of the game. In the shotgun formation here is Denson. A little bit of movement up front, but the Stars do not jump. They hand it off to Stoddard. Stoddard will cut back to the inside, but boy, that hole closed pretty quickly. It looked like that might go for more than 2 yards, but that's all. By the time the Stars close it up, that's all you got.
Yep, Tate Farrell did a good job of stepping in there. You know, he did. Like you said, it looked like it was going to go for a little bit longer of a gain out of that, and Tate did a good job of stepping in there and making the tackle.
So it will be second and 8 here for the Broken Bow Indians. Ball at the 37-yard line. Got to get right to the 45. And looking to throw is Denson. Denson has a man in the middle, and it's intercepted. Breaking on the ball is going to be Harburg. Harburg will get the edge. He's got it at the 45, and he'll take it down to about the 39-yard line. So back-to-back possessions for Broken Bow turn into interceptions, and the Stars again with a short field.
Yep, nice job by Harburg. He had the guy covered the whole time out of that situation there, Randy. And Kearney Catholic had a blitz out of that to kind of get that ball thrown in the air a little bit sooner probably than they want. Broken Bow wanted to. Kagan Bosshammer was blitzing on that situation, and Harburg did a good job of stepping in there and making the interception.
So first and 10 from the 42 here for Kearney Catholic. And they're having a little trouble getting lined up here. Bosshammer now is going to go in the slot. Now moving back to his right is going to be Samson David on this left side. So trips on one side, duels on the other, and they'll throw it in underneath here for Bosshammer. Bosshammer will bring it across the 40-yard line down to about the 37. So just a simple little pitch and catch, and it's 5 yards.
Yep, and that's exactly what it was, Randy. Like you said, you know, Samson David did a good job of running in the in route, and then Bosshammer ran an out route, and he catches it, and it turns it upfield. A little 5-6 yard gain for Kearney Catholic.
That'll stop the clock with 3:37 to go here. Quarter number one. Stars on top of this one by 14. They've scored the last two times they had the hands on the ball. And another deep throw here by Harburg. He's got a man and just overthrown, trying to connect with Samson David. And David trying to look over that left shoulder. That would have been a beautiful catch in the end zone, and it's just overthrown by a smidge.
Yeah, it had a little bit of a step on him on that one, like you said, Randy. Going to the outside out of that, but nice ball thrown by Harburg. Just didn't quite connect with Samson David on that fly route on here on the left side.
And if you're going to miss, that's where you miss.
Right.
If you miss short, that might be intercepted.
Yep.
So Harburg will come out of that pistol. The running back will actually be in front of him. And so he'll look to throw. He's got time. That line's done a nice job, and he's got a man looking out for Bosshammer. Bosshammer had it go through his hands. And a brave throw there by Harburg, because as he released it, he was hit right in the chest there by Tyler Thomas. And the quarterback put that one right on where it ought to be.
Yep, he did. He did a good job. You know, it was a deep route out of that situation. He had to stand in there, and Harburg did a good job of standing in there and hitting Kagan Bosshammer on that outside route. Just couldn't quite hold on to it, so it'll bring up fourth down here for Kearney Catholic.
Well, Kagan shakes his head, and then he'll step back here and be the punter. He's filling in for Trey Colling, who's a little banged up. They're using him on defense and don't want to overextend those legs and everything, punting the football. So snap with a little bit of hang and rolling out. Here is going to be Bosshammer. Bosshammer with a kick, and it's going to be kind of rugby style. It's going to hit, and Harburg will let it bounce and go inside the 10-yard line. It's going to be down at about the 7. Can't do it a whole lot better than that.
Right. That's a good job. Like you said, Randy, he kind of surveyed it as he kind of moved to the outside but kept moving there. Did that little rugby style kick, and then just nice little pooch pump down there. Got it down, like you said, about the 7-yard line for Kearney Catholic. This is where Broken Bow start.
And again, there's been a couple of interceptions. There's been a pretty good kickoff return. So Kearney Catholic has started every single drive. Their worst field position was at the 49-yard line. Yeah, they've had one snap on their side of the 50, and Broken Bow has been averaging inside the 20.
Yep, and it's,
and this is at the 7.
Yep, and this one's clear back at the 7-yard line right here. And
the officials are huddling up. I don't know what they're discussing. There is a flag standing in front of Coach Harvey here. Is this a sideline infraction? Got a hold on Broken Bow, and I'm sure that's post-possession. That's the discussion that Coach Harvey's going to have. When was the hold?
The hold, yep.
Update from across town. Grand Island leads Kearney High 12-7.
So,
kind of waiting to see what.
Did they point the wrong direction? There's a hole on Kearney Catholic? Well, if you're...
Yeah, because they were...
But you'd repunt it if you're...
Right.
If you broke a bow.
But
we're filled with confusion.
Right.
Gives us a chance to get you updated on a few scores. Over on KHAS Radio, Hastings right now leads McCook by a score of 10-0. That is at the half. Over on Power 99, it's Minden with a 26-0 lead over Gibbon. And over on KICS Radio, it is Adams Central leading Aurora 14-0. So the Patriots, those are a couple of future opponents here for Kearney Catholic. Aurora next week, and Adams Central down the road. Adams Central should be a pretty good football team. And I think it is a hold here on Kearney Catholic, so they're going to have to punt again.
On Broken Bow. Oh, they're good.
It's pre-possession. So that will give Kearney Catholic a new set of downs. The hold came before the punt. Well, again, that rugby style.
Yeah.
I mean, it was like 4 or 5 seconds after the snap was when the punt came.
And now they're trying to get their offense back out there. And There they go. Harburg came back out on the field.
Well, it's a different rule this year, too. It isn't a 25-second clock. It's actually a 40-second clock. And usually it's immediately after the play, but when there's a penalty, it's... So you got 40 seconds here, so you got plenty of time. Harburg, I think, knew that. Harburg, quick throw to the right side and making the catch and trying to make a man miss over there is going to be Austin Christner. Christner had that interception earlier. Here he will have no gain on the play. In fact, maybe a loss of half a yard.
Yep. Harvey did a good job for Broken Bow coming up there. Randy, as that pass was out there to that outside, and he came up there and made that open field tackle as Christner just caught the football, and there was no room to run.
Well, but you get that one-on-one, and if the guy misses it, it isn't no gain. It might be a big one. Harbert looking to throw him. He's got a man and throws it a little bit too high as he was looking for Christner, and it will fall incomplete.
Yep, had him going down that middle. He had two guys on this outside, and they were covered on this outside, but the guy going right down the middle, Austin Christner, was open and just didn't quite connect with Austin Christner going down the middle.
So, again, good field position here for Kearney Catholic with the ball at the just outside the 30-yard line, but it's now 3rd and 10. This is probably 4-down territory with 2:33 to go here, quarter number one. Stars have scored in two of their last three possessions. But now the offense has gone quiet a little bit. Harburg with an empty backfield. He's got time to throw. And he's got a man. Christner makes a catch at the goal line. Touchdown.
Came back with that same play there, Randy, with these two guys on the outside. And then Christner going down the middle out of that and running a post route out of it. And he got behind his guy. And this time they connected him and Harburg to Christner on that pass play. But that was about the same exact play that they just didn't quite connect on the play before, and this time they did.
Well, he was open and delivering a safe ball.
Yep.
Allowed Christner to maybe even slow down because that's how wide open he was. Was Heinrich Harburg for another 5 points bank touchdown. So now for the extra point, Spencer Hoagland puts that right foot into it, and he'll drill it through the night and through the uprights, and it's 21-0 Kearney Catholic. 2:26 to go here. Quarter number one, Stars on a roll. They've got a 3-touchdown lead, and we'll return to Miles Field right after this.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at FriesenFord.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
This is Bob from B&B Carpet and Donovan. So you've been thinking of new flooring but have no idea what you want or need. Let me introduce you to our family with over 50 years combined experience. Russ, Mandy, Donna, and my son Josh. Please come in to see us at B&B and we will do our best to help you choose your new flooring. B&B Carpet and Donovan, where our customers say, that's where we always go.
And welcome back to the broadcast booth, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing and Repair is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Right now, Broken Bow's bus is kind of in the ditch, if you know what I'm saying. Good high kick by Hoagland. Boy, that might burn up on re-entry. That barely made it into the field of play as he was able to punch it through the end zone. And look at the flag, Don.
Yep.
Right now, it's a light breeze in his face.
Yeah.
So that wasn't it. Wind aided. That was just a boot.
That's just, you know, we've mentioned it before, Randy. It's a good weapon to have to, you know, kick that ball into the end zone. They get the start at the 20-yard line. You know, we've had that, you know, here at Kearney Catholic for quite a while. Had some good kickers and stuff. So just another one with Spencer Hoagland here.
Well, absolutely. He's got a lot of tools. All right, so we'll see if Broken Bow come off the mat here. They're down 21-0. They have given up 21 points in the last about 4:40 or so, and they throw a quick low out to that left side and down the sideline, I believe, is Lathan Duda, and there's a flag thrown. I think now we're going to have a sideline infraction here as the official is instead of running on the field, he's running on the far side of the white. And, okay, in any event, that's going to be another 5 yards here.
Okay. Kind of looking for something to throw.
I actually saw it happen, and it, barely on that white line, which you can't be on, but every coach I've ever seen is always standing on the white line.
Yep. So, but
there you go.
Yep.
Sideline violation called on the Stars.
So what are you going to do?
Right, yep.
So it was a 13-yard play into an 18-yard play.
Yep, and which was a good play. Like, you know, on the outside, they had it designed really well, you know, with a crackback block on one of the defenders on that situation, and a good first down picked up by Broken Bow on that play.
Just a quick little dump out there to Lathan Duda. And, again, yep. He's arguably your best player.
Yeah.
At 188 pounds and big, strong kid. And again, it's the relationship between him and Doug is far enough that we can say those sorts of things. Cousins. Low snap, looking to throw here is Denson. Pressure coming. He'll left to that left side, and he'll throw it in underneath, and it's going to be incomplete. And that was underthrown a little bit, and making a break back on the ball is Samson David. That was a nice defensive play to get that left hand in there to knock it away.
Yep. And he did, like you said, Randy, you know, Denson did a good job of going out to that outside. There was nothing. He wanted to hit Duda on this right side. There was nothing there. And then he went back to the left side out of that situation. And Samson David did a really good job of coming in there and getting a hand on that football and knocking it away there.
So second and 10 for the Broken Bow Indians. And, again, they line up pretty tight on that offensive line. There's not a lot of distance from tackle to tackle here. Three wideouts to the right. And looking to run this way is going to be Denson. And Denson, boy, that closed on him. And he is going to lose about five on the play. There was a whole galaxy of stars there, led by Dylan Mers.
Yep, trying to get out to this outside. Denson did a, you know, tried to get out here on this side. Yep, Dylan Mers was right there to, you know, make sure that he wasn't. And then the linebackers came flowing in there and making sure that if Dylan didn't get him, they were going to make sure that they got him too.
And Ethan Geiger, who's currently over the nose of the football, he got a if he didn't make the tackle, he ate up a couple of blocks.
Yep. Yep.
So third and 15 here. So we'll see what Denson has in mind. He's got a running back behind him. He's looking to throw, and there's lots of pressure. Boy, that great pressure coming up there by O'Brien. He's going to throw it out here, and there is nobody within a country mile of the football. And there is a flag down right where the quarterback threw the ball. I don't think that's a late hit. I think that's intentional grounding.
Yep. Yep, I think you're right, Randy. Because he came rolling out to this right side, and there was a lot of pressure on here. And his receiver kind of ran a longer route out of that situation, and he was trying to get the football back to the, you know, to him, but I don't think he did. I think, like you said, Randy, I think it's going to be intentional grounding.
And the white hat will give us the indication here. And they're calling roughing the passer. And intentional grounding ball. So they're going to offset, and we're going to have a do-over.
So replay the down out of this right here. And as there's two, you know, one roughing the passer and an intentional grounding on Broken Bow. So it'll be third down here for Broken Bow.
One of the things about the intentional grounding rule, and I think this play is a good example of it, he got the ball past the line of scrimmage. You want to protect your quarterbacks with calling that roughing the passer penalty. Protect the quarterback by letting him intentionally ground it. In the NFL, that play would have been legal for Broken Bow.
Right, yep.
Because all you got to do is get past the line of scrimmage.
Yep.
So they're going to run that choir formation here. Again, it's still going to be third and 15. Looking to throw here is going to be Denson. Denson has a little bit more time this time, and it's going to be tipped in underneath. He missed the target. He was looking to connect with Austin Harvey, and he just missed it. And if Harvey had caught that football, I don't think Mrs. Harvey was going to be really excited about what happened to her son.
Right. Yeah, there were quite a few Cardi Catholic guys right across the middle with
hostile intent.
Brett Mahoney was right there running stride for stride out of that situation. There was a couple other guys coming in there also. So it'll bring up fourth down here for Broken Bow.
All right. Harvey this time will be in punt formation for Broken Bow on 4th and 15. And standing at their own 30-yard line or so will be Miner and Harburg. And a high snap kick is going to end up hitting the turf low, and it will die down at about the 33-yard line. Downing it here for the Indians is going to be Blake Denson.
Yep, just trying to get that, you know, it looked like he got somebody, I think it's 21 for Broken Bow kind of touched it as they, so they're going to put it here about the 36-yard line here, Randy, because it looked like when that ball first bounced, it
hit him in the backside.
Yep.
Reese Kank is who it was, and I couldn't tell from my vantage point, but the official threw the beanbag there. So the Stars will have it in their worst field position of the night at their own 36-yard line, and that isn't bad, not great,
right.
But it's not bad. Harburg out of the pistol with a minute eight to go here, up 21-0. And Harburg's going to keep it. He's got a seam right up the middle, makes one man miss, and he'll make a little juke. He's got it across the 40, the 30, and he outruns the rest of the defense. That is 64 yards for the speedy quarterback for Kearney Catholic.
Yep.
That's his fourth touchdown of the night.
He wanted to get that, they want to do that, Randy. They want to get to the outside, and there was nothing there as far as going with the pitch, and he just tucked it and took off. And he made one guy miss about the 40-yard line there, and then it was a foot race. And like you said, got runner-up in the 100-yard dash. He's going to win a lot of those races.
There was about three guys that had an angle on him, but the speed took the angle away.
Right. Yep.
So Harburg striding out goes 64 yards, and Kearney Catholic will have Hoagland try to make it 28-0, and that is exactly what Hoagland does here. The Stars have exploded for 28 points and 4 5 points bank touchdowns. They lead it 28-0 with 55 seconds to go in quarter number one. We're back right after this.
Do you need transmission repair on your four-wheel drive truck or SUV? How about your two-wheel drive or front-wheel drive vehicle for work or school? Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. Over the years, TBK Transmissions has repaired thousands of four-wheel drive, two-wheel drive, and transfer cases, foreign or domestic. Put your trust in TBK. The only way is TBK, 2520 Avenue Q, or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
When DuPont Pioneer says they're with you from the word go, what does that mean? It means packing a ton of people power, along with unmatched service and support, into high-performance hybrids. Sure, Pioneer Corn products feature high-performance trait packages, but it's your local team of professionals that helps place the right products in your field. Pioneer, with you from the word go. Your Ag Impact partners are Craig Weegis and Todd Travis.
And it's going to be Spencer Hoagland. This time it's going to be short of the end zone, so they'll have a little return, and that hole will close right as they get across the 21-yard line, and it was Stoddard on the return. Samson David leading the way here. So Stoddard probably had a little angle there. Got it out to 21. That is a gain rather than just letting it go through the end zone.
Yep.
And if you're Broken Bow, you want to find any way you can to maybe make something happen here, because the Stars have exploded for 28 points in the last 7.5 minutes.
Yep, and that's exactly what needs to happen for Broken Bow here, Randy, is to try to get something going. Get even if it's just a couple of first downs and stuff, try to get something going here out of these next couple of series here.
So Denson at quarterback will call out the signal, and he'll look to roll to his right. And pressure will come in underneath. He'll throw it in underneath, and it will go out of bounds as Colling was out there on coverage of Lathan Duda. And also there in coverage for the Stars was Brett Mahoney.
Yep. Trying to get out here to this outside here and trying to get that ball to some of his bigger receivers out of that situation, Randy. Running stride for stride was the Kearney Catholic defenders out of this. I heard the coach is trying to yell down to, tell Austin he's got to get deep on that situation out of that. But, those other guys did a good job of covering everything underneath.
Well, the story of this game is the story of the two quarterbacks. Denson has 4 interceptions. Harburg has 4 touchdowns.
Touchdowns, yep.
Denson has a running back off of either shoulder, and they'll hand it off to the tail running back, and trying to find a little room to run there is going to be Kalen, and Kalen will get the ball down to the 25-yard line, so that'll be a gain of 2.
Tate Farrell.
Yep, calling, and Tate Farrell did a good job. Calling did a good job of shedding his blocker and then getting in there, and then Tate Farrell from his middle linebacker position did a good job of flowing over there and making the tackle out of that situation. But both those guys did a really good job of coming up and making the tackle.
Well, he might have got three on the play or so. Nah, two. So it'll be third and eight. And they're doing a little repair work of the jersey here of Corin Conrad.
I think they're going to let the clock run out, Randy.
Yeah, and I would want to put this quarter in my rearview mirror, too, if I'm Broken Bow, because Kearney Catholic in the last 7.5 minutes has exploded for 28 points, and they lead it 28-0 over Broken Bow. It'll be third and long for the Indians when we return to Miles Field to start the second quarter right after this.
If you're looking for office, retail, or warehouse space, then consider the 13,000 square feet located at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. Great truck and customer access, large overhead doors, one unit with a dock. Space can be divided and built out to suit specific needs. Call Cody at 308-440-7286 for details. 308-440-7286 for details on the 13,000 square foot space available at 3210 Antelope Avenue, Kearney.
Downey Drilling in Lexington is a proud supporter of all the area athletes. Downey Drilling designs and installs complete water well systems for all your water well needs. We drill wells for agriculture, municipal, commercial, domestic, residential, and geothermal loop fields. From the well drilling to the pump installation and service, Downey Drilling Incorporated is your complete water well provider that takes pride in providing outstanding service to all its customers. Online at DowneyDrilling.com.
And welcome back to our broadcast booth, brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing and Repair is on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair when you need us. We'll be there. And they're also the sponsors of our chain gang, who obviously between corners, you know, your chain gang gets rather busy as well. So the chain gang moving the chains, just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. Doesn't matter where you are, they'll get you home. So if you're Kearney Catholic, you want to keep your foot on the gas.
Right. Yep, definitely. Definitely. You know, they want to, you know, get this football back and see what that offense can do. And their defense, like you said, Randy, their defense has done a really good job of picking off some passes and creating some havoc back there for Broken Bow.
They've had good pressure. By the way, Kearney has hit a field goal here, so they're at halftime, and they trail Grand Island 12-10 at the break. And a quick little pass here to start the second quarter. And it's going to be well short of the first down as they are able to connect in underneath to Austin Harvey. And Harvey is going to be about 6 yards short of moving the sticks, gain of about three on the play.
Yep, just an out route for him. And Samson David was right there, you know, did a good job of breaking down and making the tackle out of that and getting him out of bounds. And he, you know, is going to be short of the line to gain here out of this. But good job by Samson David of closing that gap out.
It's going to be fourth and a five here as Harvey now will be in punt formation. And again, back deep for the Stars, going to be Miner and Harbor. And he'll put the foot into it. High kick and calling for the fair catch and making a sliding fair catch is Logan Miner. That's a guy that's played some center field in his life, making a sliding catch.
Yep, and doing a good job coming up there and making that, you know. You're getting the ball here right at the 45-yard line, a good field position again for Kearney Catholic. And like we said, they wanted to get that three and out and get their offense back on the field and just keep things rolling for Kearney Catholic.
And Miner on that sliding catch, he brought the ball into his body and rolled his body on top of it. Even if he dropped it, he was going to smother it. So that's really good technique. So the first and 10 from the 45, Stars need to get to the other 45. As they'll have their first possession to start the second quarter. And again, relatively good field position. They've only had about three snaps on their side of the 50. Pressure coming, and Harburg is going to get clobbered. And they tackled him up high, and a good job of backing it down is going to be Zach Hackle. to not be called for some sort of infraction there. That's going to be a loss of about 10. So Hackle on the tackle.
Yeah. And a good job, you know, like you said, Randy, you know, he, as Harburg was looking to his left side and didn't see him coming off this corner blitz off this side over here, but Hackle did a really good job, like you said, of kind of letting up on some things on that tackle for Broken Bow.
So Harburg now will empty the backfield. He's got two wideouts to the right, three to the left. And waiting for instructions here is going to be Jackson Dakey. Now he'll grab the football with his right hand, snap it back to Harburg. Harburg will step up. He's going to throw it deep, and it's a tight spiral. And out there is Samson David, and David can't come up with it. It's tipped, and coming up with the interception is going to be Michael Stoddard.
Yep,
Stoddard with a good break on the ball. When he released it, I thought Harburg was delivering a real good ball, and at the end of that didn't turn out the way you wanted it.
Right, and that's Samson David going down the sideline out of here. Like you said, Randy, he had a little bit of a step on that, and Stoddard did a good job of closing that and getting up there and going up after the football and making the interception for Broken Bow. Kind of something like that Broken Bow really needed out of this, but, you know, Harburg was going for it all on that situation and just didn't quite connect with his receiver.
So it serves as a punt, which punting's not terrible, but you generally don't want to do it on first down.
Yeah.
And it'll be first and 10 from the 24 here for Broken Bow. We'll see if Denson can keep the momentum going here for the Indians after turning over Kearney Catholic. They hand the ball right up the middle after faking the jet sweep, making one man miss here is going to be Kalen. Kalen will get to the right side. He's going to give up a little bit of his gain to try to get the edge, and he'll end up gaining only about three on the play. He had five gained at one point, and trying to turn it into a bigger play cost him a couple yards, but still, gain of three.
Yep, and, you know, positive gain, like you said, Randy, for Broken Bow. You know, they faked that jet sweep action out of it and gave it to the, you know, running back going up the middle. He tried to kick it to the outside, and like you said, he had about a 4 or 5 yard gain, and then tried to get to the outside on that. And Kearney Catholic does such a good job of swarming to that football.
So again, calling out the signs here is going to be Denson. The wind's starting to pick up a little bit, and they'll hand the ball right up the middle, and there's just going to be a meeting of players right there, and Tate Florell is going to finish things up here after the handoff to Kalen. And there's going to be no, actually that was Duda carrying the football. Hard to see because there's so many green jerseys around him. No gain on the play here for Duda.
Yep, and then Gavin Dumhiller did a good job up front, Randy, too, there to kind of shed some things. And then, like you said, Tate Florell, those guys up front do a good job. Those linebackers love that because they can just flow all over the place. And Tate does a good job of coming up there and making sure that there was no gain on the play.
Well, they're going to give him a gain of about two. So it's going to set up now third and eight. Granted, I'm sorry, gain of about one. And now rolling out here is going to be Denson. Denson with the throw in underneath, and the ball is going to be caught at the 30-yard line. And that's going to be a good 4 yards short of the play. Stoddard on the catch, David on the tackle.
Yep. And, you know, good pressure, you know, by the guys up front there getting in there. And, you know, like you said, Samson David did a really good job of, you know, once the guy makes the catch out of the situation. And Samson David does a good job of coming up there and making sure that they don't go anywhere after they make the catch. So it's going to bring up a fourth down situation for Broken Bow here.
Austin Harvey is the punter. They're in the huddle here. And I'm assuming they are going to punt. Yeah, they will go in punt formation. Standing at their 40-yard lines are going to be Harburg and Miner. And they call it out, and they're going to do that rugby style. Now they're going to throw, and the pass is going to be complete. They got enough for the first down, unless they lost the football. If they lost the football, they gave up the they're going to mark it. It looks like enough for the first down. If he lost the ball, though, they would have given it up. Even if they recovered the ball, they would have given up the yardage. This is going to be close, depending on whether they say he dropped the football. He made the catch initially, and it looks like he dropped the ball, but they're going to say no, he did not. They're going to spot the ball at the 35-yard line, so that's going to be enough for the first down. And so Harvey, who is the backup quarterback, ends up having a gain of about five on the pass, and that'll be enough for the first down.
Yep, and just faking that, you know, and connecting, and there's something that Broken Bow really kind of needed here, Randy. And it, you know, picked up the first down on the fake punt situation, and you know, right there was Logan O'Brien to make the tackle. He stripped the football, like you said, Randy, and Broken Bow must have got back on it and got the first down out of the situation.
Well, it looked to me that where the ball was recovered, he was a yard short of the first down.
Yep.
They gave him forward progress, but if you lose the football, you got to go with the football got recovered. In any event, looking to throw here is going to be Denson. Denson scrambling. He's going to throw a wounded duck on that right side, and it's going to fall incomplete.
Yep, trying to go on to that outside. He wanted to come to this left side here. He had two receivers on this left side. Mahoney and Austin Krishner did a great job of covering that up. So then he tries to go to that right side, and there was nothing there. Like you said, he tried to get something on it, just did not get enough on there. And like you said, it kind of looked like a wounded duck out of the situation.
Well, he was dropping back. I mean, he wasn't able to step into that throw at all.
Right.
So Duda will be in the slot here on the left side, and split out even wider than that will be Alex White. Size difference between those two kids. And then they're going to hand it off tackle here. Calling is going to get the tackle, as well as Logan O'Brien, as I think that was Kalen coming through there. Yeah, it was. And Kalen is going to gain about a yard and a half.
Yep, try to get that, because a couple times I've been giving the ball to this to the jet sweep guy out of that, and they gave it, didn't do it this time. That was due to coming across out of that situation. And, Kearney Catholic flowed a little bit to that side, but Calling and O'Brien did a really good job of just stepping up in there into that gap and making the tackle.
I think you got the outside guys to flow, but those middle linebackers
stayed there.
Stayed exactly where they ought to be. So it'll be third and eight here for Denson. He's got a running back off of either shoulder, wide out, two of them to the right, one to the left. He'll look left. He's directing traffic. He's going to throw, and he'll get it up there, and it's going to be incomplete. They're going to throw a flag. And, boy, if that's pass interference, Kearney Catholic did not go through the back. They knocked the ball down, and to me that looked clean.
Looked like it was pretty good defended out of that. That's what they're going to, they're going to call pass interference out of the situation. So move the football here, and Broken Bow will.
Well, that'll be a first down. In high school ball, it's not automatic,
right.
But it is. You get the down over, and you get 15 yards
out of it. Yep.
But it was third and nine, so according to my math. Broken Bow will have it. First and 10 here from the 47. 48.
Good job of rolling out there, and he was waving to his receiver to go downfield. It looked like, to me, Harburg did a really good job of going down there with him on that situation, though.
Well, he's done a nice job of not letting four interceptions in the first quarter affect him.
Right.
Benson looking to throw. A little bit of pressure. He'll step up, and then he's going to get enveloped and lose about two on the play. And there was just a meeting at the quarterback that was called there by Dylan Mers, and there was a couple other guys that got a big chunk of that as well.
Yep. Drumhiller was in there. Michard was in there. He looked out there to this outside, and the guys had just had these the receivers. I was watching the receivers downfield here, Randy, and they just had them covered like crazy, and he tried to go up them, and do what he could out of the situation, but these guys downfield were just covered.
Well, it wasn't exactly a coverage sack because that rush came pretty quick. All the units for Kearney Catholic had a successful play on that one. The ball is now short of midfield. Denson will roll to his left, and he'll be knocked for a loss again. Coming up there and making the tackle in underneath is Tate Floell.
Yep, Tate did a good job. Once he sees, I was kind of watching him on that play there, Randy. Once he sees Denson kind of start to go, he just takes off out of that. He did a really good job of coming up there and making that tackle on Denson there.
So a loss on the play of about a yard is going to set up now third and 15 with 5:22 to go here in the second quarter. The Stars scored 28 points in quarter number one in the span of a little less than 8 minutes. Now that I look at my notes, and now they've, with the interception and stuff, this has been trying to right the ship a little bit if you're Broken Bow. Running back off of either shoulder here for Denson again. Two wide outs to the right, one on the short side of the field, which is the left. Denson will step back, he'll throw. It's going to be short, and it is incomplete. And it wobbled up there a little bit. And Kearney Catholic thought they had a read on the ball, but Mahoney misjudged that a little bit, and it will go over his head, and that really should have been intercepted.
Yeah, so tried to hit that deep route out of that. Like you said, they had the guy back there to make sure that and he just mistimed that. It could have very easily could have been intercepted by Kearney Catholic.
But it was in the right spot. That was well covered. You had man-to-man coverage with a little bit of zone action in there as well. Not really So we're going to have a timeout being taken here by Broken Bow. Our timeout brought to you by E&T Positions at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. Fourth and 15 from the 47. Now they got their last first down on a fake punt. We'll see what Broken Bow decides to do when we return in 30 seconds.
Welcome to Freddy's. What can we get started for you?
I haven't had a carb in 3 weeks, and if I have one more sip of a kale smoothie, I need a Freddy's Original Double with Cheese, fries, and a turtle sundae. Please.
We understand. If you're going to be bad, it better be good. And no one satisfies your cravings better than Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers. The experience that puts a smile on your face and the taste that brings you back. For a limited time, try Freddy's Key Lime Pie Concrete.
Freddy's Frozen Custard and Steak Burgers, 1010 3rd Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Stars on top, 28-0 with 4:53 to go. Let's get you caught up on a few scores here. We mentioned before, Kearney is trailing at home 12-10 to Grand Island. Over on KICS Radio, Broken Bow, Adam Central now has a 21-0 lead over Aurora. On Power 99, Minden with a 33-0 lead over Gibbon. That game is at halftime. And don't forget our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill. And if you're at a different game, we'd love to get your score as well. Our live football scoreboard at PlantRiverPreps.com. Call or text us at 646, area code 308-646-0506. Punt formation. Doesn't mean they're going to do it, but Austin Harvey on 4th and 15 more than likely would punt here. Only one by back deep here for Kearney Catholic. And it's going to be fair caught. By Logan Miner.
Yep, coming up and making the fair catch out, you know, about the 22, 23-yard line, Logan Miner. So Kearney Catholic with about 4:48 here to go in the second quarter will get their chance to see if they can't tack some more points on the scoreboard.
Absolutely, and the Stars, you know, have a full complement of timeouts. It's a little early to be talking about that with 4:48 to go. Your average scoring drive in high school football is about 2:40 or so. I read that somewhere, right. And I don't know if that's changed in the last 5 years because it's been that long since I read it. In any event, it's going to be Harburg with the pistol formation, and they're going to blow this one dead before they get started, and it appears the Kearney Catholic is going to call a timeout. So another timeout brought to you by E&T Positions of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. 4:48 to go. Stars will start the drive, and we return right after this.
For over 60 years, R.W. Sorensen Construction in Kearney has been your number one contractor, designing, building, and general contractors. Sorensen Construction specializes in new construction, additions, and remodeling, both commercial and residential. Building Kearney and Central Nebraska is what they do. R.W. Sorensen Construction, your on-time contractor for over 60 years. Located at 2500 West 24th Street in Kearney, Sorensen Construction is a proud supporter of all area athletes.
All right, let's get you caught up with some other scores here. We'll get some more for you at halftime. Gothenburg right now leading Chase County 21-0 there in the second. Central City at home is trailing St. Paul 12-0 at halftime. And it's Ord with a 21-0 lead over Cozad. That's at halftime here in Class C1. And our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill on Power 99 at the conclusion of the Minden game. And Minden right now is rolling against Gibbon. Harburg with the snap, going to hand the ball off to Mers to Miner, rather. Miner gets the edge, gets to the outside, and he's going to be brought down at about the 45-yard line. That'll be a gain of two. Just one enough that kind of an end around and just getting that edge and a nice little gain of 22 here for Logan Miner.
Yep, giving that deep handoff out of that situation, and Logan bounces it out to that outside. Got a good block down there by Logan O'Brien on the outside. And then, you know, like you said, picked up about 22 yards on the play. Just a nice run by Logan Miner.
That wasn't that jet sweep. That was that end around.
Right.
He ran about 8 jet sweeps last year for about 8 yards. Never really got loose, but he got loose on that one. So a gain of 22. The Stars will have the ball at the 45-yard line. Plenty of time here. A couple timeouts left. 4:14 to go. Stars lead at 28-0, and Harburg is going to keep it himself. He'll get across the 50, now the 40, now the 30, and he's going to outrun the defense. This one is going to go 55 yards for a touchdown.
Yep. it's just nice, you know, with that speed of Hubbard, because there's guys that had a little bit of an angle there, Randy, and he just hits another gear, it seems like, once he gets by the line of scrimmage and just takes off and goes down that right side for a touchdown for Kearney Catholic.
Well, he had a 64-yard scamper for a score. Now he's got a 55-yarder to add to it, and he has accounted for all five Kearney Catholic touchdowns. Three of them in the air, two on the ground, and it's now 34-0 Kearney Catholic after another 5 points bank touchdown. And now trying to add the extra point is going to be Spencer Hoagland. Harburg with the hold. It's a little bit behind him. Nice hold there by Harburg as Hoagland will drill the extra point right through the middle. And it is 35-0. Stars right now poised to have a running clock to start the second half. We'll talk more about that when we return to Miles Field right after this timeout.
For professional service to keep your business running smoothly, call Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Don't let your financial accounts become overtaxing. Let Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle take care of the accounting while you worry about taking care of your business. They can do it all, from a large company to small businesses. They make it a priority to do the best to help take the stress out of the numbers. Best of luck to all the area athletes in tonight's game from Hellman, Main, Kostler, and Cottle. Ravenna Sanitation provides the perfect solution for any solid containment requirement. From the old shingles off your roof to a remodel job, Ravenna Sanitation delivers a roll-off box to your house or side of the project. You fill it up and they pick it up. No more making several trips back and forth to the dump. Rely on Ravenna Sanitation to take care of it for you. Ravenna Sanitation is the quality, dependable trash hauling service you've been looking for. Ravenna Sanitation, serving all of Buffalo County.
And welcome back here to Miles Field, our broadcast booth brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. Hoagland who made it 35-0 a moment ago with the extra point. Boy, Harburg's out of game, hasn't he? Another long run, 55 yards to go with a 64-yarder, plus three touchdown passes. So Heinrich Harburg getting it done here today. Hoagland will put his foot into it at the 40-yard line. And he will get it down to about the five. They're going to run that reverse. And trying to find a little edge over there is going to be Michael Stoddard. And Stoddard, well, Kearney Catholic's having none of that. I mean, they are staying true to their lanes, and there was nowhere for Stoddard to go. And so Kearney
Aaron
Catholic.
Aaron O'Brien did a good job that time, Randy. Aaron O'Brien did a good job of just staying in his lane, and he kind of, you know, waiting in there and kind of chased everything down. But like you said, you know, that those reverses, you kind of do those in the first games or two because you're trying to catch people off guard. And Kearney Catholic's done a good job of staying in their lanes on those kickoffs.
Well, even if you run that play, it also spreads out the defense.
Yeah.
So if you have just a traditional return, you don't have guys that are filling in other lanes.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so it's not a bad strategy, and a lot of coaches do it. It'll be first and 10 from the 13-yard line. So we'll see what Denson can get done here as he's in a pass-happy mode. And he'll throw it in underneath, and it's tipped and intercepted into the hands of Samson David. David picks up a block and a stiff arm at the 10. He's got the sideline. He's got a touchdown.
And a nice job by Samson David that time. You know, he's keeping his eye on the football. He's got ball got tipped out of there. And then Samson David's right there to, you know, intercept it. Like you said, he picked up a block downfield. Good set off to the right side here and gets in for the touchdown to make this 41-0. Something that, you know, Broken Bow didn't want to see happen right off the bat. You know, they're down 35. They wanted to get something going. Had the guy open in the middle out of the situation there and just didn't connect. And it went right into Samson David for the touchdown for the interception.
So in again for the extra point will be Spencer Hoagland. He might as well keep that tee in his back pocket. High snap, good hold by Harburg, and the kick is right through the middle. So another 5 points bank touchdown. This one doesn't have Harburg's name on it. And it comes from the defense as Samson David with a 24-yard interception return, according to my records anyway. Stars up 42-0, 3:43 to go here before halftime. And we'll kick this one off again in 30 seconds.
To be a Platte River Prep school sponsor, like Kearney Catholic, Awori Dunes, and Copycat Printing, email digital@platteriverradio.com and find out how you can support your team on platteriverpreps.com.
Five stations.
Palm 30 KHIS.
KSS. Hastings.
KXPN Kearney.
The Breeze 94.5.
Classic Hits. Power 99.
One team.
Platte River Preps.
Platte River Preps.
PlatteRiverPreps.com. Powered by Platte River Radio. Local sports, your music.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. The Stars getting it done. Defense, offense, special teams. Defensive touchdown just a moment ago. They're up 42-0 over Broken Bow. And Jast up here is going to be the kicker. And again, that one, he's done it to both end zones. So whichever way the wind's blowing, no problem here for Spencer Hoagland. He kicks that in the end zone for the touchback. And so the ball will be spotted at the 20-yard line. And Ravenna right now with a 20-point lead on Amherst, 30-10. That game's at halftime. Well, Don, a lot of positive things here for the guys wearing green.
Yeah, it is. You know, and you mentioned it, you know, offensively, defensively, special teams are doing a lot of things out there as Kearney Catholic, you know, and doing a lot of good things out there. You know, it's just one of those, you and I kind of talked, you know, we were kind of wondering how the line would be in for Kearney Catholic, and they've done a good job holding their own on those types of things too. So, you know, a lot of positive things for Kearney Catholic.
They're looking pretty good. And again, Denson will have a running back off of either shoulder, and a little bit of confusion there, and keeping the ball is going to be Stoddard coming right up the middle. And as he gets the line of scrimmage, Jake Masker is going to start wrestling him down, and he'll hog time after a gain of about two.
Yep. You know, like you said, Randy, just a little bit of confusion in the back out of that, you know, taking it up the middle, seeing what they can get out of that after the you know, positive
kind
gain.
Kind of ran into each other there.
Right, yeah, out of it. And, you know, that's a Broken Bow. They just need to get something, you know, maybe a couple of first down, you know, before halftime here, kind of, you know, build on a little bit before, you know, going into the halftime here.
Even the first down will do it.
Right.
Denson will hand the ball off right up the middle, and riding him down is going to be Riley Geiser. Was that 15, right?
I think so.
Yeah,
I think
so
it was.
So we're bringing in some of those other kids as the ball running right up the middle there. That was Kalen.
Yep.
And he'll gain about five on the play.
Yep. You know, and then those guys, you know, these guys on the sidelines are itching to get in there and stuff. You know, Riley did a good job of stepping right in there, you know, after the play there, you know, and getting in there and making the tackle out of that. You know, these guys on the sidelines want to get in there. Got number 28 for Kearney Catholic. Reed Potter's in there now and stuff. He's out here. You know, Samson David's on the sidelines. They want to get in there and play too.
Yeah, this is second team defense here as they'll have a little cutback. As they'll gain about six, maybe seven on the play. So that'll be enough here for a Broken Bow first down. And nice little run. And by Houghton. Austin Harvey, rather. I think Harvey was running the football that time. Michard in on the tackle. Gain of about seven. And that'll be enough for a first down.
You know, and that's kind of, you know, kind of what we mentioned, Randy, the own Broken Bow just kind of needs to get, okay, let's just do some little, maybe a little grinding and try to get some first downs out of this and see, you know, maybe loosen some things up out of here.
Well, this is going to be who they are.
Right.
Know, really, they're going to want to run the football. Denson runs a little crossbuck. This time, Richard will help clean things up there. There'll be very little gain on that play. Maybe a gain of about one. And so not much room to run there for Zach Hackle.
Yep, and that, like you said, Randy, you know, once he got up there, Michard was there. Dylan Mers kind of shucked his guy off and got in there and made the tackle too. So, you know, those guys up front are doing a good job for Kearney Catholic, you know, getting in there on those tackles.
So a minute 22 to go. Broken Bow still in the huddle here. Second and 10 from their own 32-yard line. And they're not in any big hurry here. And as soon as I say that, we have a stoppage. A little bit of an equipment issue. Running off to have something fixed here is going to be Michael Michard. So Michard out. Replacing him here is going to be Gavin Drumheller.
Gavin Drumheller checks in for the Stars.
6'2", 215-pound sophomore. Not losing a lot of size bringing him in.
Right. No.
Kearney Catholic has some nice size and some nice depth here. Quarterback fakes the handoff. Machard can't make the tackle, but he does stand him up at the line of scrimmage, and then everybody else is going to clean that up. Didn't see who came in on that underneath. As Maruse makes the tackle. But Machard with a nice little initial play there, and then Maruse finishes it up. No gain on the play.
Mers did a good job, like you said, Randy. You know, a couple guys up front did a good job too, getting rid of their, blocks and making sure that the running back doesn't go very far. And there's like 37, 35 seconds left here.
And Aaron O'Brien and Tate Florell playing linebacker. If the linemen didn't take care of business,
they
were good. They
were there.
They were right there. So probably one more play here, unless Broken Bow decides to be a little goofy. They've been running the football, and I don't think they're going to start chucking it now. With 16 seconds to go, but they are going to have four wideouts to the left. They do hand it right up the middle, and there's going to be a very short gain on that play as they run that little counter. And Houghton with the play.
Short gain on the play. That'll be your second.
And that will do it. That is the end of the first half. And Kearney Catholic heads to the locker room with a 42-0 lead, so we will have a running clock. As we start the second half, Stars exploded for four touchdowns in the span of about 7:45 or so in that first quarter. Things slowed down a little bit, but boy, once they got it going again, they got the defensive touchdown. They've had two long touchdown runs by a fast, tall, athletic quarterback in Henrik Heiberg, who also threw three touchdown passes. So the Stars right now, offense, defense, special teams, they're getting it all done.
And that's what we just mentioned a little bit ago, Randy. It's not just the offense that's really doing some things. They got, a pass interception for a touchdown. Their special teams are doing a really good job. Kick coverage, something that, a lot of people don't really, pay a whole lot of attention to. But, their kick coverage is there because they've been running some, a little trickery out of it and trying to get to the outside on things. And, Kearney Catholic's done a really good job of, making sure that things get, in their lanes and making sure that they make the open field tackle, and that's exactly what they're doing on the kick coverages also. And Heinrich's doing a really good job of, finding the open guy. At first it was Kagan Bosshammer and trying to find him on certain things, and he did a good job of connecting with him. The first play, that first connection that they had was a pass play where they're going, okay, just get that ball down the field. And see if Kagan can outjump the receiver or the defender, and he did get, outjump him and then take off for the touchdown. And then, like we said, Heinrich does a good job of kind of hitting another gear. Once he sees that hole, he takes off, and it just kind of, hits another gear and away he goes. It looks like there's some people that are in position to make a tackle or have an angle on him, and he just, outruns them. And it's fun to see him just take off on that situation. You're going, okay, they're going to get, no, they're not. He's got another gear there, and he just takes off and gets out there. And he's finding other receivers too. He's done a good job of not just throwing it to Kagan Bosshammer. It's one kind of the main receiver right now, but he's kind of hitting other receivers out of the situation. The defense for Kearney Catholic has done a good job, too, flowing to the football. And I know talking to the coaches, that's one of the things that they really, really wanted to emphasize is not just one person. We want two and three people to be there every single time, whether it's an out route, whether it's a dive play, whether it's reverse, anything like that. They want to make sure that they got two or three guys there every single time, and they have. They've gotten their a lot of people had on the football.
And right now, Kearney Catholic with that 42-0 halftime lead here over Broken Bow. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the Ravenna Sanitation halftime report. We'll take a look at scores from around the state. We'll have some stats for you from this game and a whole lot more, and we'll return right after this.
Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting you back into the game of life with several locations in Kearney and surrounding areas. Ask your doctor how Family Physical Therapy can improve your quality of life. Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, excellence in rehabilitation, is a very proud supporter of all of our area athletes, in and out of the game. Locations serving Kearney, Lexington, Minden, Ravenna, and Wood River.
This broadcast is made possible by Terry and Jason Stark, your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives. Hogemeyer has over 80 years of legacy in products, service, and performance. While winning isn't everything at the high school level, it sure makes things a lot more interesting. To put a winning team to work for you with deep roots and a shared vision, call Terry and Jason Stark of Cutting Edge Seed and Chemical. Your Hogemeyer Independent Representatives, 627-1064.
Have you ever seen a rusty fish? That question illustrates the point that the same way scales protect a fish from his environment, the bullet spray on bedliners from the Dent Popper protect your pickup bed. No rust, no dents, no scratches, no chemical corrosion. So, your truck has a longer work life and holds its value longer. Reduces load slippage. And here's a bonus. It quiets the ride. See the Dent Popper, north of Railroad on 1st, on the Bricks, downtown Kearney, and get a free estimate for a bullet spray on bedliner. Guaranteed for as long as you own your truck.
Back here at Miles Field, where Kearney Catholic has a 42-0 lead here at halftime against Broken Bow. And we'll remind you that this is the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. As we mentioned, 42-0 is the score here as Kearney Catholic has the lead at home against Broken Bow. Across town, Kearney High now has the lead. They lead it 17-12 over Grand Island. That game's now in the third quarter. In Class B, it's Crete with a 20-7 lead over Lexington. That's in the first out west. On KHAS Radio, it is Hastings with a 20-0 lead over the McCook Bison. Good start here for the Tigers. Grand Island Northwest leads Garing 14-0. That game is in the second quarter. Alliance is trailing York, the Dukes, with a 16-9 lead. In the fourth quarter, in Class C1, Ogallala leads the Dusters of Holdridge 14-7. That game's in the second quarter. We talked about this one a couple of times, but KICS Radio at halftime, it is Adams Central with a 21-0 lead over Aurora. And Gothenburg also leads Chase County 21-0. That game is in the second quarter. In the fourth now, it is St. Paul proving that they're going to be a pretty good football team in Class C2 because they lead at Class C1 Central City 34-6. That game's in the fourth quarter. There was a delay, I assume, caused by lightning between O'Neill and Boone Central Newman Grove. O'Neill right now with a 12-7 lead over Boone, as that game is in the second quarter and in a delay. At halftime, it's Minden over Gibbon 33-0. Kearney Catholic here at the break 42-0 over Broken Bow, and Ord over Cozad 28-0. That game now in the fourth quarter. In Class C2, GICC at home leads at the break 21-0. Donovan Trumbull with a 36-0 lead over Wood River at halftime, so they'll have a running clock as well. Twin River with a 12-0 lead over Centura in the fourth. Sutton, a future opponent here for Kearney Catholic, they lead North Platte St. Pat's 14-7. That game's in the fourth. At halftime, Sandy Creek and Southern Valley are tied at 7. St. Cecilia leads Hershey 21-7. That is also at halftime. In Class D1, it is Ravenna now with a 38-10 lead over Amherst as they're midway through the third quarter. Pleasanton in Class D2 leads at D1. Ansley Litchfield 33-14 at halftime. No report or no score yet between Fullerton and Arcadia Loup City. At halftime, it is South Loup 28-24 over Sutherland. Our first final that we can report has Alma winning an afternoon contest against Bertrand 38-24. In the fourth quarter, it is Elm Creek with a 14-0 lead over Overton. That game, as we said, in the fourth quarter. In D2 at halftime, Elwood and Arapaho are tied at 8. A final from last night, Twin Loop doubled up Anselmo Myrna 44-22. As we said, that was from yesterday. Also yesterday, Central Valley over Riverside 58-20. That a final. And in the fourth quarter, Blue Hill leads Meridian 46-8. And at halftime, it's Heartland leading Giltner 54-0 That game is at halftime. Some six-man action for you. It's Red Cloud trailing Wilcox Hildreth, the defending state champions, 34-20. That game is in the third quarter. A final SEM over Elba. That was a forfeit there, 1-0 your final. I thought it was always 2-0 as a forfeit. In any event, it's a forfeit win for SEM over Elba. At halftime, it's Harvard 54-19 over Spalding Academy. And another final for you, it's Silver Lake with a 48-6 lead over Lewison. And once again, our halftime score here at Miles Field, Kearney Catholic comfortably on top here, 42-0 at intermission. And Grand Island has just scored in the third quarter. So now the Islanders have a one-point lead on the Bearcats. It's Grand Island 18 and Kearney High 17. Those are your scores. And we'll remind you, of course, that we will have our Friday night scoreboard show brought to you by Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill. That'll come up at the conclusion of the post game for the Gibbon and Minden game over on Power 99. We're going to step away for a moment. We're still totaling up some numbers. We'll give you the stats of this game as the Stars are way ahead here on Broken Bow, 42-0 at halftime. And we'll be back with those numbers right after this.
Farmers are darn tough, and times are challenging. Well, that's when you need an ag partner like Aurora Cooperative. By joining forces, things can be accomplished that can't be accomplished alone. Farmers face tough challenges every day, so having a partner is critical to your operation, especially when that partner is Aurora Cooperative. You'll have all the tools for success that you need right at your fingertips to make decisions and investments based on solid research data, innovative solutions, products, and support every step of the way. Tougher together. AuroraCoop.com.
The doctors at ENT Physicians of Kearney are devoted to the medical and surgical treatment of ear, nose, throat, and head and neck disorders in patients of all ages. We have proudly provided Kearney and the surrounding areas with ENT and audiology services since 1994. We're excited to introduce full-time allergy services for both adults and children. We strive to provide the highest quality care here in Kearney and at 5 satellite locations located throughout central Nebraska. Make an appointment today with Dr. Connolly, Dr. Owen, or myself, Dr. Johnson, here at ENT Physicians of Kearney, and see why experience matters to us, specializing in you.
Just when you thought it was safe to stay out of the water, Buzz's Marine presents Cause 6, a new dimension in savings. Why do they call it a Cause 6 sale? Because there's only 6 carryover specials left in stock, and Buzz's Marine has taken a monstrous bite out of their price. Buzz's Marine has vowed that the sale will come to an abrupt halt as soon as the last boat is sold. Cause 6. Brought to you by Buzz's Marine. Hurry, sale ends whenever. Go to buzzesmarine.com for more details. Buzz's Marine, South Central Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to our halftime report brought to you by Ravenna Sanitation, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation is your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. Let's give you our scoring wrap-up. And it started on Kearney Catholic's second possession of the game when Heinrich Harburg connected with Kegan Bosshammer on a 63-yard strike, just aired it out there, let Bosshammer jump up and get it. And he took it in from 63 yards out, 7-0. And the Stars' ensuing possession, they got the short field because of an interception by Austin Kushner. And again, it was Harburg connecting with Bosshammer, this time from 6 yards out. It was 14-0. And then the very next possession, it was Kushner himself who got in the end zone out the pass by Harburg. That was from 30 yards out, 21-0. And then still in the first quarter with 55 seconds to go, Harburg himself ran it from 64 yards out. So the Stars scored 28 straight points in the span of 6 minutes and 14 seconds. I'm actually doing the math now. And so they got that. So they led 28-0 at the end of the first quarter. In the second quarter with 4:03 to go, Harburg again, this time a 55-yard run. That made it 35-0. And then Samson David, there was a tip pass, and David was able to take it in from 24 yards out. The extra point was good. And the Stars lead here at intermission by a score of 42-0. That is our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. And again, Don, a lot of positive things here, but Heinrich Harburg is the first thing that jumps off the page when you take a look at everything because, and we'll give you the stats here in a second, but 5 touchdowns.
Right. Yeah.
In the air, on the ground. I mean, we talked a little bit about him being a dual threat.
There's pretty good examples of it here tonight.
Definitely, Randy. You know, we mentioned a couple times there, it looked like the some of the broken bow guys had some angles on him, and all of a sudden he just hits another gear, and away he goes. It's just it's fun to watch it because he's just going and going, and all of a sudden there he takes off things, and in the air you knew he was going to pass and stuff, but the dual threat of the run and stuff. It just makes it so much harder to cover Kearney Catholic.
So let's give you our numbers. We begin, first of all, with Wilkin Bow. Quarterback Blake Denson is 6 of 14 for 45 yards. Austin Harvey on that fourth down play did have a five-yard completion as well, so he's a perfect 1-for-1. Michael Stoddard, 1 catch for 4 yards. Austin Harvey has 2 catches for 6 yards. Frazier Kalen has 1 catch for 20 yards, and Lathan Duda has 4 catches for 23 yards. So in the air, 50 yards here for a broken bow. And on the ground, Denson has carried the ball 7 times for a negative 10 yards. Michael Stoddard, 1 carry for 2 yards. Austin Harvey, 1 carry for 7 yards. Frazier Kalen had 5 carries for 11 yards. Lathan Duda had 2 carries for 2 yards. And 1 carry so far here in the ball game for Zach Hackle. And so unofficially, I have broken bow with 62 yards on the ground. Another 45 yards. I'm sorry. 12 yards on the ground, 17 rushes for 12 yards. Put that together with the 50 yards passing they have, that's 62 yards. That is shorter than the touchdown pass that Heinrich Arberg was able to throw to Kagan Bossammer. So that encapsulates things right there. Looking at the numbers here for the Stars, of course, Harburg's going to come up a lot in these numbers. He is 8 of 13 throwing the football. Does have one interception, but he's got 4 touchdowns. He's got 3 touchdown passes, 2 more on the ground. So he's got 114 yards, 8 of 13 passing, 114 yards, 3 touchdowns, 1 interception. Austin Christner has 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown. Kagan Bossammer has 5 catches for 89 yards, has 2 touchdowns. And I think I'm missing one more here. Yeah, Brett Mahoney had 1 catch for a negative 5 yards. Logan Miner had 1 rush for 22 yards. Cale Conrad has carried the ball 3 times for 14 yards, but Heinrich Harburg has carried the ball 5 times. And that totals up to 111 yards, and that includes a 10-yard sack. So he has a 64-yard touchdown, a 55-yard touchdown, a couple of other positive runs there, but has 111 yards. So the Stars, 9 rushes for 147 yards. They have a grand total of 261 yards of total offense, and that is over 200 more than what Broken Bow has here. Stars have turned the ball over 1 time, 4 turnovers, for a broken bow, and that's one reason why the Stars have a 42-0 lead here at halftime. Again, you're listening to the Ravenna Sanitation Halftime Report. Ravenna Sanitation says your trash is our treasure, serving Buffalo County for business or residential service. Ravenna Sanitation, your trash collection connection. Find us in your local Yellow Pages. We'll step away for a little bit. When we come back, we'll wrap things up here and get ready for the second half kickoff right after this.
If what your crop needs is potassium, what you need to feed it is Locomotive. Designed to enhance crop growth and quality, Locomotive gives crops what they need in the safest form. Chlorine-free formula, providing high absorption rates to deliver critical nutrition quickly. Locomotive is the foliar potassium that doesn't hesitate when it comes to your crop's performance. No matter what the conditions, if you want potassium in your crop, you want Locomotive. To get your crop what it needs, see your local Nutrien Ag Solutions retailer today.
Summer's winding down. It's time for Amigos' $5 taco salad deal. The whole month of August, get a taco salad or chicken taco salad for just $5. It's the fast-serve salad that's made fresh when ordered, with crisp garden greens, cheddar cheese, and heaping hot portions of seasoned ground beef or grilled chicken. And here's the best part. It's served in a crunchy tortilla bowl with Amigos' famous ranch dressing. Time to enjoy a $5 taco salad at Amigos.
And welcome back here. Our broadcast booth brought to you by Kearney Towing and Repair. We're on the road bringing you the play-by-play. Kearney Towing's on the road bringing your vehicle home. Don't get stranded on the side of the road. From heavy-duty towing to roadside assistance, call Kearney Towing and Repair. When you need us, we'll be there. Well, if you got a checklist of things that you want to see from your team, week number one, I think Coach Harvey's
Yeah. He's got pretty much all those boxes full.
I think so too, Randy. He's done a, you know, Kearney Catholic has done a great job of, you know, all phases of the game, you know, and you just want to see, you know, going into the second half, you want to go, okay, guys, now let's don't let up. Let's make sure that we're focused. We're going to do the things that we need to do to continue to improve out here. And, you know, for Broken Bow, you got to get something, just some things going to carry into next week's games and stuff to go, hey, guys, you know, we did this okay. And, you know, keep on improving for themselves also.
Well, yeah, you want to keep in mind if you're a Kearney Catholic, you want to have some momentum because I think Aurora might be in a bad mood next week.
Right.
They're down 21-0 to Adams Central. Well, here we go. Kicking it off here for the second half will be Spencer Hoagland. He's got three touchbacks so far in the game, I think it is, and he'll put his foot into it. A higher kick. That one is going to sail into the end zone about 3 yards deep on the first bounce, and so that'll be yet another touchback. And so it'll be first and 10 here for Broken Bow, and as soon as they start the clock here, they'll just keep that thing running.
Yep, got a player down.
We got a player down
side,
on that far sideline. And it's a Kearney Catholic player.
Cramping up.
I hope that's all it is. Looks like that's what they're doing. Yeah, they're doing that leg cramp thing. Well, you stand around for a while, and you stretch out, you know, to warm up and everything, but the reason we're having a 7:30 kickoff here is because when they scheduled this months ago, in fact, I think when they scheduled it last year at Broken Bow, it was a 7:30 kickoff, and it was warm enough to warrant. We want to make sure people don't cramp up by having a little bit cooler weather. I didn't really need it so much today, I was thinking, until just now. So they're working on MR Injury Report, brought to you by Family Physical Therapy and Sports Center, getting back to Game of Life with a location near you. It's on that far sideline, and I can see the bottom of his cleats, so I can't see the top of his jersey, so I'm not sure who it is. And again, it doesn't look like it's anything real serious here, as the medical crew is just stretching things out. Stars do have some injuries, though. Patrick Blake stand on the sideline and without shoulder pads on and such. Hunter Shire is also, Cale Murphy. So the injury bug has hit Kearney Catholic a little bit so far this season.
Yeah, it has. And, you know, it was good to get, you know, Trey Calling back this week. He's been, you know, battling an injury there for basically it kind of happened in the middle of July there, and it just was one of those that, you know, he didn't take enough time off to let it heal. It just kind of kept nagging him, and they just basically kind of said, you know, you're going to take the next few weeks off and just get this thing healed up so we don't have to worry about it all season long. And so it was nice to see him get back out there on the football field.
And they're protecting him here today. They're having him play defense only and not letting him punt so he doesn't overextend things. And again, we apologize that it's impossible for us at this angle to see what that number is as soon as we find out who it is. But it appears to be just cramping up, which is always, I hate to say it's just that because, boy, that hurts.
Hurts. Oh, yeah. Yep.
Yeah, and still not being able to put any weight on it. It looks like Austin Christner.
Yep.
Yeah, Christner has a touchdown and also has an interception. And they're actually going to take him off on the Broken Bow side of the field just so they can tend to him so they can stretch him out a little bit more. So he's in enemy territory at the moment. But you know there is a brotherhood of players.
Yep.
There, somebody's hurt, I mean.
Yep.
So in any event, the ball is now spotted at the 20-yard line, and we'll keep an eye on Christner as they're stretching him out on that far side. So Blake Denson at quarterback here has one back in the backfield behind him. He calls out the signals. Long count here, and he's looking to throw. He'll drop back, and now he'll scramble for dear life, and he'll get pulled down, and that will be incomplete pass. He was able to unload it just as he was being unloaded upon. That was Jackson Dakey, I think, that got to him.
Yeah.
No, actually, it was Seth Moore. About to say, that's a little tall for Dakey. So Seth Moore, can't give him credit for a sack there. And the officials are having a huddle up here. Are they going to call that intentional grounding?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, incomplete.
Yeah, just incomplete pass. You know, when you're being hit as you throw the football, I mean, that's a little different rule.
Right, yep.
And as I said, you're going to protect quarterbacks. Let them get rid of the ball.
Right, yep. Yep.
And like you said, you know, good job by Kearney Catholic there, getting some pressure on him because he wanted to hit these receivers on the outside, and Seth Moore did a really good job of getting pressure.
With the coverage that they've had in that secondary, they just don't have time. Denson looking to throw, and he's going to try to throw it deep and to double coverage, and it's a one-handed interception pulled down by Heiberg. Heiberg on that right side and slips out of one tackle, and he's going to get hit out of bounds. And then I see a late flag a long ways away from where that hit came from. The white hat threw it, and there was a Kearney Catholic and a Bill Condole player there. I think the flag is for the hit that took place about 30 yards away from where the flag was thrown, I believe. And, again, that's a far sideline.
Right.
So
yep.
It's hard for us to actually see whether or not that would be a late hit. The white hat is throwing a 15-yard penalty here on Brokabow, and I think that is on the hit.
The hit. That's what I think so, too, Randy.
On Heiberg. And those are so tough. I mean, the referee, 30 yards away, can see that Heiberg was out of bounds by a half yard. When you're there, in the throes of the action, sometimes hard to say that. And I understand they do shoot the flag on broken ball,
mm-hmm.
but those are sometimes some pretty tough calls. And again, I want to protect players.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Well, Heiberg pulls down the interception.
But that was a heck of an interception.
It was. It was one-handed up in the air. Snagged the rebound.
Yep. As Cody Caffey will get the ball here right about the 15 for 12-yard line here.
Yeah, this is where they about field position they had on their second touchdown possession as they got things going. This might be one of the few times we see Heiberg at quarterback the rest of the way here. Running clock. And he'll hand the ball off, and there's just not much room to run there for Logan Miner, but he slips a tackle.
It,
he passes
yep.
to the outside. He's got it at the five. He's got the angle. He's got a touchdown, but there is a flag on the play.
There's a flag down in the backfield.
Holding on Kearney Catholic.
So yeah, it was quite the run by him.
I thought I was already writing down a loss of five on my sheet, and I look up, and he's made a couple of guys miss, and that was an – that was impromptu. That was a lot of improv.
Yes. Logan Miner did a great job of making a couple guys miss, like you said, Randy, and then got called for the holding, did Kearney Catholic, so it'll be a moving them back here. So it'll be redown, first down for Kearney Catholic. Oh, well, we got that.
Yeah, they're going to line up with four people to the right and about seven here on the left. It's basically the old Oklahoma swinging gate. Heiberg is actually lined up as the wide receiver here, and a timeout for Broken Bow. Yeah, I don't blame you.
I don't either.
I don't blame you.
Yeah,
Logan Miner was going to be the quarterback. Heiberg was going to be the wide receiver, and with his speed, I kind of like his chances.
Right.
This timeout brought to you by E&T Positions at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. The first and 25, well, yeah, first and about 25 from about the 28. That can't be right. We'll check that for you, but in any event, it'll be first and a lot.
Yep.
with 10:42 to go here in the third quarter, Stars on top here, 42-0. And again, our timeout's brought to you by E&T Physicians at Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. On second thought, I babbled long enough. Let's just keep it here for the time being. And again, Oklahoma used to do this years and years ago with extra points. They'd line up with that, and then if the defense didn't match up, and you've seen Oregon do it in more recent times, it's still in my mind the Oklahoma swinging gate.
Yep, that's right. Yep.
Because you can throw it to the left side there out of that, and you've got six guys in front of one guy, you know, for the screen. A more traditional setup here as the Stars will put one to the right. There is a running back behind Heiberg here, two tight ends. They fake the handoff, and Heiberg is going to throw it on the backside. Wide open here is going to be Miner. Miner makes the catch, and then he will break a tackle. He lunges to the goal line. Did he get there or not? Touchdown!
Because he rolled him out to, you know, fake that handoff, and Logan Miner came out to this left side, and then Heiberg rolls to the right side, and then he throws it back to Miner. Coming around here, Miner did a great job of making the catch out of the situation. Got hit about the 2-3 yard line,
And then just lunges in there, and then it's extended the ball to the goal line for the touchdown.
And the official, Johnny on the spot, had exactly where he wanted him to be to make that call. And so lunging in there is Logan Miner on the touchdown. That was wide open to get set up with. And now after the 5 points bank touchdown, Hoagland with the extra point, a lot of pressure coming in underneath, but he's able to punch it through there. And the Stars on top, 39-0. And Harburg has had a hand in 6 touchdowns here tonight. 4 in the air, 2 on the ground, and the Stars almost hanging 50 here on Broken Bow as the Stars in control here. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with the kickoff right after this.
You don't have to be a farmer to reap the benefits of being a Buffalo County Farm Bureau member. We work for farm families, but our work reaches well beyond the farm, benefiting Nebraskans in all walks of life. We are your neighbors. Through our work in supporting and promoting agriculture, education, health, and technology, we bring people together to better our community. We share in the values Nebraskans stand for: hard work, passion for the land, and a character rooted in faith and family. Join the Buffalo County Farm Bureau and support Nebraska agriculture.
Looking to buy a Traeger grill? Upgrade your current grill or stock up on Traeger supplies? Now is the time. At Builders, we are Traegering into the Nebraska State Fair, offering special pricing available only in the Builders booth or at Builders stores in Kearney or Grand Island. Check out the new Traeger lineup with Wi-Fi technology, enabling you to set it and forget it. Ask about financing, Builders rewards, and delivery. See you at the Nebraska State Fair.
Another long kickoff here by the talented kicker, Spencer Hoagland. Another touchback, and it'll be first and 10 here for Broken Bow. It now finds themselves down 49-0. Stars have done a real good job turning turnovers into points.
Yes, they have. You know, when they get their hands on the football, you know, it seems like about one or two or three plays, and they're in the end zone from that turnover. And, you know, that's exactly right, Randy. You know, when they get the opportunity, they've had, you know, they put it in the end zone.
So 49-0 here for Kearney Catholic, 10:29 to go, and I haven't seen why they haven't started the clock yet. But in any event, Denson at quarterback still, and he'll hand the ball right up the middle. Not much room to run there for Frazier Kalen, as the Stars have made a number of substitutions up front, but they play so many kids up front that it's not really second-team defense
right
just yet.
Yep. I'm trying to, you know, and keeping a couple of guys out, you know, they just kind of move and get as many people as they can in there. And, you know, like you said, you know, Ethan Geiger and those guys are all in there and trying to get to, you know, get some playing time out of this.
Well, and even with your starters, you still need to get in playing shape.
Yep.
You can't do that by playing half of a game. Denson, no buddy to help protect. He'll throw the ball in underneath, and it's going to be caught at about the 40-yard line. Nice little pass rolling out here, and making the catch is going to be Lathan Duda.
Yep. Coming across here, he had you know, a corner kind of blitz off this situation, and Denson did a good job of rolling to his left side and then have to plant and hitting Duda across that and making a nice connection for a first down out of the play for Broken Bow.
That's a 20-yard gain. Goes from the 20 out to the 40 here. And so they'll split two guys wide out to the right. Stoddard and Harvey are on this side. Denson has running backs off of either shoulder, and he'll hand it off here to, I think that's Kalen. They'll come right up the middle. Colling will help hogtie things here, but that's going to be a nice little gain of about 9 on the play, maybe 8. Yeah, they're going to give him 8.
Yep.
So Kalen with a nice little 8-yard gain.
Yep, just off that right side, Randy, you know, line did a good job for a Broken Bow, getting a good surge out of the situation and, you know, taking it off the right side for a good gain for Broken Bow.
Yeah, this is still the first team defense.
Yep.
Out there for Kearney Catholic.
Aiden Lowry in for the Stars.
It's the final. Ravenna with the win over Amherst, 54-10. Final there. And as we mentioned, Grand Island with a 1-point lead over Kearney High, 18-17. That game is in the third quarter. Here's second and 3. They got to get to just short of midfield. And rolling out here is Denson. Denson will throw. Throws it in underneath. It is juggled and caught at about the 35-yard line.
Pass complete.
Nice hands there by Lathan Duda.
Yep.
He had it. The defense came and hit him, and he lost the ball and then able to pull it down at about the 36-yard line. So that'll be a gain of about 22.
And did a good job, you know, coming out of that backfield there, Randy, and then he just ran a, you know, just a fly route out of that situation. Max McBride is the one that made that tackle. He came off of his guy and came over there to make that tackle, made a nice hit off of it. And Dudo did a good job of catching and then
catching
Max,
and recatching.
And recatching, yeah. And Max did a good job of coming in there.
And they will line up Dudo here on the right. No, that's actually Baxter. And they'll throw that direction. Baxter makes the catch. And he's got it at the five, and he's going to get into the end zone for the touchdown.
And, you know, Kate Ullman was right there, and he kind of went for the bat to knock the ball down and just went over his hands just a little bit and right to the broken bow receiver and making the touchdown, you know, and a good set of series there and a good calls for Broken Bow and nice catches out there for Broken Bow to get something positive out of this.
Well, they did a nice job in the air as they got 74 of the 80 yards in the air, and they'll try to add the extra point here. They cut the lead down to 49-6. High snap. Harvey with the hold. The kick comes up right up the middle, and it is good.
7:20 remains.
So, 7-point possession here for Broken Bow as they cut the lead down to 49-7. A nice 5 points bank touchdown reeled in by the big guy, Kegan Baxter. Down that right sideline. We'll take a quick break here. 49-7, Kearney Catholic with the lead, and they'll get their kickoff. We return right after this.
Oh, I can't believe it. Are you kidding me? Out here in the middle of nowhere, Mom and Bramps will kill me. What's that, girl? Call Kearney Towing and Repair? Because they'll get us home from anywhere? But I don't have their number. 308-236-9951. Thanks, girl.
24-hour towing.
Certified repair.
No matter why, no matter where.
308-236-9951.
Lock it in. Kearney Towing and Repair.
South Central Diesel of Holdridge has over 100 years of diesel fuel injection experience and has been putting customer relationships first since 1971. They are factory authorized to repair all types of diesel fuel injection systems and have a full service drive-in repair facility to repair your diesel Ford, Chevy, or Dodge pickup. SCD's factory trained technicians are committed to providing the best service to their customers. Stop by 115 South East Avenue in Holdridge for all your diesel pickup repairs, pumps and injectors, diesel performance parts, and turbochargers. Or call them at 1-800-228-8482 to put them to work for you.
Alex White with the kickoff here. Kearney Catholic in kind of a pseudo hands situation lining up right now as their first team kickoff receive unit up 49-7. And they're out there for the Stars. And White will come up and he'll kick it fairly short right up the middle and going to be picked up by the Stars. As it's Mahoney trying to get the edge, he'll get one man to miss at the 30, puts his head down, brings it across the 40 out to about the 45-yard line. Relatively short kick and had a long way to go to get to the wedge where it was set up. He took the ball on the numbers on that right side for him, and he ended up going across the numbers on the left side, getting the wedge and getting it out to near midfield.
Yep. And I think Mahoney will stay in there as the quarterback here, Randy, too. So, you know, getting the punt or the kickoff return and then getting it up here to about the 45-yard line. And then now Mahoney will stay in as the quarterback. And now they're starting to shuffle a lot of people, trying to get a lot of people in different spots here.
So Greaser is in the slot here. And he's got three wide outs to the right, two to the left, which is the short side of the field. Mahoney looking to throw, and it's going to be complete. On that right side to Jaden Sire. And Sire's going to gain about four.
Yep, just three wide outs on that right side, and they ran a little hook routes, about some of them about five, some of them about eight, nine. He hit Jaden Sire on that right side for a nice little gain out of the pass play from Brett Mahoney to Jaden Sire.
So a nice gain of five on the play. Not a bad start here for either one of those two guys. So, again, Mahoney will call out the signal. Ball spotted exactly on the 50-yard line. Taking his time, Mahoney. He's got time to throw. Still has time. Now a little pressure comes. Steps in and throws it incomplete. pretty well thrown ball. That was really good coverage, and Riley Greaser had an opportunity at it. But that that'd been on Sports Center tonight if he makes that catch, because that was a small window.
Yeah. He had Mandernick kind of running an in route, and then Riley coming across the middle on that situation, and Nat Luther on this outside running a fly route, and Mahoney to put it in the right spot that it wasn't going to get intercepted, and if Riley could come up with it, it was going to be a great catch.
You know, Mahoney's a good-looking quarterback, 6'4", sophomore. He's going to run the option here. He fakes the pitch, stiff arm, bring across the 45, puts his head down, brings it up to about the 38-yard line. So that's going to be a gain of 12 on the play. And I talked about he's a good-looking quarterback. He's pretty good-looking running when he's running the football as well.
Yep, just you don't want to run that option out of that situation. And the end came up and take the option guy, and he just took off with it, picked up the first down for Kearney Catholic, did Brett Mahoney.
The chain gang moving the chains just like Kearney Towing and Repair will do for you if you're stranded on the side of the road. No matter where you are, they'll get you home. 12-yard gain moves the sticks here. The ball is spotted at the 39-yard line. Will be first and 10, 4:20 with a running clock here. Stars on top, 49-7 on their home field against Broken Bow. High snap, but Mahoney will handle it. Now he's looking to run the football. Throws it in at the last second, and it's going to be complete at the 25-yard line. Nice little scramble there, and then carries in underneath there for Garrett Schmatterer.
Yep, wanted to go off to that outside on that right side to Jaden Shires again, but wasn't there. And, Schmatterer did a good job of just keep on running his route, and Brett Mahoney does a good job of looking and scanning the field and finds him in the middle and picks up another first down.
Timeout being taken here by Broken Bow. Our timeout brought to you by ENT Physicians of Kearney, taking care of you since 1994. We're located where you need us, specializing in you. 49-7, Kearney Catholic with the lead. 3:55 to go here in the third. We're back after this.
Whether it's a car accident, storm damage, or fire, when the unthinkable happens, it doesn't matter if you save money in 15 minutes. In this moment, it doesn't matter if your neighbor has the same insurance you do. In this moment, what matters is that Barney Insurance, your independent insurance agent, and the company that stands behind them have you covered. Auto Owners Insurance, the no-problem people. Contact Barney Insurance, Kearney, Holdridge, Lexington, and Lincoln, or log on to barneyinsurance.net.
It's the sale you've been waiting for. Gary Michael Summer Half Price Sale. All men's and ladies' summer clothing is half price. Don't delay. There's still plenty of hot weather ahead. And Gary Michaels has the clothing for all occasions, from swim to golf to summer weddings. Now half price. And ladies, Hobo and Brighton clearance, half to 75% off. Shop now in downtown Hastings and Kearney. Gary Michaels Clothiers.
Kearney Catholic with the snap. It's going to be Brett Mahoney. Mahoney decides to keep it himself. He's got a seam. He's got the ball at the five. A stiff arm. Devastating stiff arm for the touchdown. He just absolutely erased Frazier Kalen at about the four-yard line.
Yep, he looked downfield, Randy, trying to find his receivers with nothing there. And Brett takes off with it, and about the 4 or 5 yard line, he goes, but a good stiff arm there, and knocked the DB right off his feet there and took it into the end zone.
I don't think I've ever seen anyone de-cleated with a stiff arm before. What a great, powerful run by Mahoney. And now Spencer Hoagland with the extra point. It is up. It is good. And Kearney Catholic with a 56-7 lead, 3:45 to go here in the third quarter. Remind me not to get in a boxing match with Brett Mahoney. Another 5 points bank touchdown here for Kearney Catholic, and they lead it by 49. We return to Miles Field after this.
Your friendly Friesen Ford in Aurora is your destination for sales, service, and parts. Friesen Ford has the vehicle you want right on their lot, with a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, and their friendly sales staff to assist you in a low-pressure environment. Come experience the friendly Friesen Ford difference for yourself today in their state-of-the-art facility located 20 miles east of Grand Island, just off of I-80 in Aurora, or online at friesenford.com. For sales, service, parts, trust your friendly Friesen Ford team.
And welcome back here. We'll remind you that the Platte River Preps Athlete of the Month is brought to you by B&B Carpet and Donovan. Be sure to log on to PlatteRiverPreps.com. Nominate your favorite athlete for Athlete of the Month. One boy and one girl will be our winners and listed at PlatteRiverPreps.com. Brought to you by B&B Carpet. Heinrich Hartberg deserves some consideration.
Yep.
And a few more stiff arms like that, that Mahoney would as well. That was a fun play.
That was.
It's like, okay, the quarterback's coming up. Like, hey, and stiff arm, good idea. Whack! Like he got hit with a 2x4.
Yeah.
And we'll see if Spencer Hoagland's right leg will act as a 2x4 here as he's got a number of touchbacks. And, yep, he's got another one here. That one was 8 yards deep in the end zone by the time it landed. That just kid's got a nice leg.
Yes, just a good weapon to have, Randy, to be able to do that on that situation.
A couple of years ago, I mean, he was a nice little kicker. Got the ball up quick. Got the ball up high right away. Not much range.
Yep.
I think we got the range.
Yep, definitely.
I think we got the range.
Yep, I definitely
he really does. He has it all together.
He does. Yep.
And he's just a sophomore. I said sophomore. He's just a junior.
Junior, yep.
I looked at 11 and said sophomore. On the roster. Takes a while before him in, mid-season form.
Right.
Denson with the handoff right up the middle. I think that's Kalen. He'll bring it across the 25-yard line. So not a bad game here. As still, Broken Bow, they need to get feeling good about themselves.
Right.
They're out there with their starters, and they should. And they have a nice little gain of about 7 on the play. As Kearney Catholic has on their side of the ball, it's turned into a JV game.
Yeah.
Which they should as well.
Yep. They're trying to get as many guys in as they possibly can, see what they can get. You got to work people in there to, get them some playing time.
So Blake Denson has one back in the backfield behind him, and he'll hand the ball off to him. And wrapping it up as they get to the line of scrimmage there is going to be Logan O'Brien.
Ball carried by Van Houten.
Yeah, a lot of people right in the middle out of that dive play out of that. Garrett Schmatter was in there, and Gavin Drumhiller was in there and stuff. So a lot of people going right in the middle there and making the play.
And the ball was carried that time by Morgan Van Houten. His first carry of the game. And it was gain of about 1 on the play. Clock running here with a score being 56-7. So even if Broken Bow scores a touchdown or 2, still would be a running clock. Denson running back off of either shoulder. Waiting for the snap. Fakes the handoff. Rolls to his left. A little bit of pressure coming in underneath here by O'Brien. And he'll throw the ball on that left side. And is going to go incomplete.
Yep.
Good pressure.
It was. Aaron O'Brien did a good job of getting in there and, making him throw it before he really wanted to out of that, an incomplete pass will bring up fourth down here for a Broken Bow.
I don't think they're punting. I think you want to get your offense and keep it out there. I don't think they'll punt.
Yeah.
They're already down 49 points. I mean, they know Kearney Catholic's going to come back out there with Harburg's day is done.
Yep, definitely.
So they are lining up in a traditional offensive formation here, running back off of either shoulder here for Denson. Denson, high snap. They run that little counter. Kalen will be met behind the line of scrimmage. Now it's just a rugby match in there, and Kearney Catholic is going to stop him for no gain, and that'll be a turnover on downs. And tip your hat to the second team defense.
Yep, getting in there. You had quite a few of those guys. James Suka's in there on that tackle. Gavin Drumhiller's in on that tackle. A lot of those guys, wanted to get in there and make that play, and they did a good job of standing up and making that play out of that.
I don't think Kearney Catholic will get the snap off here. They are still switching the balls out, and there's 10 seconds left on the clock. And Kearney Catholic's looking over here at the sideline, and I think Coach Harvey's going, we got time to talk about it. We'll talk about it as we end the third quarter. The Stars will pick up win number 1 on the season. We'll have a running clock to start the fourth quarter as well. Kearney Catholic on top here, 56-7 over Broken Bow, and we'll be back with that fourth quarter when we return to Miles Field right after this.
At B&B Carpet, every day is the right day to get a great deal on quality flooring with our special 12-month financing. So if you're wondering when or where to get that new look, let our flooring professionals help you select the flooring that's right for you and your budget. Our quality installers will have you living in comfort in no time. So come on in today or tomorrow to B&B Carpet and Donovan and see why people say that's where we always go.
Transmission problems? Sloppy or jerky shifting could be a serious hit to your pocketbook, or sometimes a simple repair is all that is needed. Maybe a solenoid or a small electronic part. Hi, this is Wayne with TBK Transmissions. We'll share some money-saving choices of whether to repair or replace your transmission. Two-wheel drive, four-wheel drive, foreign or domestic. The only way is TBK. 2520, have an EQ or online at tbktrans.com.
TBK Transmissions, the only way is TBK.
Well, it's starting to get a little damp out there. Kind of makes you glad we're in the press box,
right,
doesn't it,
yeah,
Don?
Yeah, exactly right.
56-7, Kearney Catholic with the lead. As, again, the Stars in control of this one. And we'll see if Brett Mahoney can literally throw the knockout punch here, as he did with the stiff arm earlier. He gets the snap. The quarterback will run the option. He'll pitch it out late. And that's a good pitch. Finding a little angle here is going to be Riley Greaser. And Greaser will take the ball down to about the 15-yard line. That'll be a gain of 12. That was a good, great pitch.
Yeah, it was. Just nice. You know, Brett read that just right, and Riley was right there in the position that he needed to be. Nice pitch out to Riley. And Riley took it down to the right side there and got it down to about the 16-yard line.
So it'll be nice 12-yard gain. That'll move the sticks. And again, Mahoney will have behind him number 15, Greaser, who's 6'1", sophomore, high snap. They'll hand it off to Greaser, who makes a nice little cut in the hole there as pressure was coming, and he'll take the ball down to about the 12-yard line. So it'll be a gain of 4, when really they had no right making any with that high snap and everything. There was a lot of things that went wrong there, but a great cut in the hole there by Greaser. And he'll gain 4 on the play.
Yep, exactly right, Randy. Right at the, you know, about a yard behind the line of scrimmage, there's a guy there, and he made a nice little jump cut to that side and made a nice little gain out of the play for Kearney Catholic.
Been a while since I played a video game. I think that's the X button. I'm not sure. 10:40 to go. O'Brien calls it out. He'll follow Greaser right through the hole as they kind of fake a little draw there, and he'll bring it inside the 10-yard line. So that'll be a gain of 3, maybe. Yeah, they're going to give him an extra yard. That'll be a gain of 4.
Yep, just faking that handoff to Riley and then following Riley off just a little bit off to the left side there. And it was Brett Mahoney. Now it'll be down about 3rd and 4 here for Kearney Catholic.
Ball down to the 9-yard line. And again, Kearney Catholic in no hurry here. They would prefer to kind of milk the clock, and I think the fans are starting to get a little damp, would concur. Mahoney will throw the ball in underneath, and the ball is going to be caught right at the 5-yard line, and planted immediately is going to be Max McBride.
Ladies and gentlemen, your attention, please. The raffle at the entrance for the KCHS package.
Just a quick little out route on there. Nice pitch and catch, though. Max McBride did a great job of holding on to the football because once he caught it, he got hit pretty good and right in the back. But nice catch by Max McBride.
Gain of about 7. That's enough for first and goal at the 5. So the Stars already up 56-7, trying to add on to that lead here. And calling out the signals again is going to be Mahoney. Just a quick little hitter right up the middle and not much gain there for the quarterback.
Second goal.
Nope. As pretty good.
No opportunity to stiff arm.
Nope. Not that time. Nope, not at all. You know, the guys up front for Broken Bow did a good job of getting rid of everybody and making that tackle right there.
Kearney High right now with a 31-18 lead over Grand Island as they've been able to come back with 14 straight points after falling down 18-17. Here Mahoney will run the option. And he will get to this outside. They're holding on to his jersey. He's still fighting to go forward. He's going to gain, looks like maybe just only about a yard. And that'll set up now 3rd and goal from the 4.
Yep. Tried to get out to the outside there, and he did a good job of getting out there. But there's quite a few broken bow guys there, just kind of meeting him there and got him out of bounds there. So it'll bring up third down here for Kearney Catholic.
Third and goal. We'll call it the 3 yard line. Maybe got a little bit more. Maybe we're rounding up. And Kearney Catholic looking over on the sideline to see what Coach Harvey has in mind. Now they're starting to count it down. We're getting close to it anyway. Yeah, now there's the countdown by the back judge. Mahoney gets the snap. Quick little throw, and it's going to go off the hands and incomplete. A little bit of a laser there for Caleb Handy.
Yeah.
And Handy was looking to see where his blockers were.
Yeah.
And you'll see that in every level of football.
Right. Yep.
Looking to see what I'm going to do with the football before you have the football.
Yep. That's exactly what happened there, Randy, is he just looked, took his eye off it, looked to see what was up there and see if he could get into the end zone on that one. But
you don't have to watch too much college football to see that tomorrow.
Right. And, yep.
And coming up here starting Thursday nights, you can see it in the pros as well. That'll set up now 4th and 3. Kearney Catholic up 56-7. But, again, everybody kind of understands JV on JV here late in the game. You're not going to kick. And the quarterback's going to keep it right to the middle. Mahoney puts his head down. The pile is moving forward. Boy, that's going to be close. They are going to go in there and stick their nose in to see whether or not it's a touchdown. And I don't see any officials with their hands in the air. So that's going to be short of the end zone. That'll be a gain of 2. And that will give the ball back over here to Brett Mahoney.
Yeah, just trying to keep his legs moving, was Brett Mahoney, but just didn't quite get into the end zone on that. Good job by Broken Bow to have a little stance out of that situation, though, too. A little confidence builder for them, too.
You just want to win the play.
Right.
You know? I think it's too late for them to win the quarter.
Yep.
Certainly not going to win the game. Now you just win the play. Just build on a little bit of stuff. Just get better every snap. And, in our pregame talk, Coach Garner talked about that a lot from Broken Bow.
Uh-huh.
He said one of the things about last year, he thought the team got better every week. And hopefully Broken Bow will continue to do that here. They're going to run a quarterback sneak. They're going to gain maybe a yard going right up the middle here with Blake Denson. Kearney Catholic closed that one down pretty quickly.
Yep,
right now, you're just kind of thinking, I need room for my punter.
Yep, exactly. Yep. And that's exactly right. Just trying to take it right up the middle just to get a little bit of room out of that. But the guys up front did a really good job and, clogging that up for Kearney Catholic.
Be inside of 6 minutes here when Broken Bow snaps the ball here. 56-7 is our score here at Miles Field, and Denson is going to look to throw, and he'll throw it in underneath on his left side. He missed the target and trying to make the adjustment to come back to the ball. I believe that was Stoddard. In any event, it falls incomplete.
Yep, it was. Yep, just had him open on that situation on there, Randy, but they just didn't quite connect on that play. But, we would have got him out of that area there, so it'll bring up third down here for Broken Bow.
And the ball's a little wet.
Yep, yep.
I'm not trying to make excuses for these guys, but it gets a little wet. And first game of the year, and things have been kind of understand being a little gun-shy out there.
Yeah, yep.
By the way, if you had a different game, we'd love to add your score to our live football scoreboard at PlantRiverPreps.com. Call or text us at area code 308-646-0506. Quick little hitter here for Broken Bow. They're going to gain maybe 3 yards. Mannery on the tackle, and it'll set up now 4th and 3 inside the 10-yard line.
Yeah, just trying to take it off to that right side, trying to pick up what they could out of that. Randy, now it's going to bring up 4th down here. They were short, so it'll bring up 4th down here for Broken Bow. About 4.5 minutes to go in the game.
For Kearney Catholic, I don't see a lot of regular numbers out there, so I think this is their JV punt return team. But if you're Broken Bow in a varsity game, I think you got your first teamers out there. You certainly do with the punter, and that's going to be Austin Harvey. Harvey will get it, and he'll just worry about getting the ball up in the air, and he does. It will hit at about the 38-yard line, and it'll take kind of a sideways bounce, and it'll be downed at about the 39. So more than likely, last possession of the game here for Kearney Catholic because the clock's still moving here, even though we're switching offense to defense, defense to offense here.
I think Jaden Sires will be the quarterback. Yep, number 7 is going to come in here and be the quarterback for Kearney Catholic.
So your first three lines of quarterbacking sees action. I think everybody that has shoulder pads underneath their jersey is seeing action here tonight,
yep.
Which is a pretty good way to start the season.
Right. Yep, it is, definitely.
Helps with morale in practice.
Right, yep.
So Sires, yeah, quarterback. He has a man coming across in motion. They'll run that jet sweep. And there will be a loss on the play as carrying the ball with really nowhere to go with it is going to be Hayden Crow. So Crow is going to end up losing about 4 yards.
Yeah, just running that jet sweep out of that, coming to this right side out of there, and had nowhere to go and got a tackle for the loss, did Hayden.
So a loss of about 4 on the play. They'll set up 2nd and 14 inside of 3 minutes to go here before the Stars move to 1-0 on the season. Hand off on that left side. Dancing through there is going to be Tyson Redinger, and the freshman will try to get those yards back, and I don't think he got them all. I think he gained about 2 yards on the play.
Yep, just taking it off to that left side with a dive play out of that. Tyson Redinger trying to pick up what he can out of that. It'll bring up 3rd down here for Kearney Catholic.
So 2:22 to go. And we started a half hour later than most games in the state. We're gonna catch them up. We're gonna catch up to them. So rolling out here on the left side is gonna be Sire. Sire throws it in underneath, and the pass is gonna be incomplete. Pretty well delivered ball there, looking for Caleb Handy. Now Handy had to make a little bit of an adjustment on the ball.
Yeah.
Sires with pressure coming. There's a lot of pepper on that one.
Yep. He rolled out to that left side, and Caleb Handy did a little bit of a curl route out of that. And like you said, he had to throw a little bit harder because he had some pressure coming at him and just didn't connect with each other.
And again, 4th and 13 from the 44. You're not punting with 1.5 minutes to go in the game. So call it out here. Jaden Sire. Sophomore is going to set up the screen. Pass is complete there to Redinger, and Redinger just didn't have the blocking in front of him necessary to make that one work. So Redinger is going to lose about 3 yards on the play. But, hey, it's official. Jaden Sire completed the pass.
Yeah, that's right.
So you've had 3 quarterbacks in, and they all completed the pass in the game. And we're now in the final minute. Of course, coming up here in just a little bit, we'll have our post-game show brought to you by New West Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery. Part of that, we'll be talking to Rashawn Harvey, who will have lots of nice things to say about lots of people because his football team looked pretty good tonight. Denson has one running back behind him. He's looking to throw. Pressure coming, and he's going to be sacked. Well, that's an appropriate way to end this football game. And finishing up the sack there, number 57, and that's going to be Stuart Michard, the freshman, at 150 pounds, ends the game with a nice little sack. And there was pressure put on the quarterback as well by Quentin Hogan, so he had a couple of freshmen. Yeah, he had a couple of freshmen that really combined for the sack, and Broken Bow is going to let the clock expire, so that is going to do it. Triple zeros on the scoreboard, 56 points for the home team. Broken Bow with 7, and Kearney Catholic wins this 56-7 and really dominated every aspect of the game. Now, again, coming in, had a really pretty good idea that Kearney Catholic, a lot of talent coming back, and Broken Bow graduated everybody last year. You really thought Kearney Catholic was going to win this, but I'm really impressed. I really am. I was worried a little bit about the offensive line, and Harburg's jersey's clean.
Right. Yep. Yep.
Got hit one time on a blitz.
Right.
And other than that, he had plenty of time to throw. The offense looked pretty good.
Yep, they did. You know, like you said, Randy, you know, we kind of talked a little bit about it. You know, how will the line be and stuff. And, you know, offensively and defensively, you know, they stepped up to the challenge on this. And, you know, it was nice to see, you know, those guys do a really good job up front for Kearney Catholic. Because, like you said, Kearney Catholic knew coming into the game that they were going to have, you know, the athleticism and the talent out there. It was going to matter of what they could do up front, and they did a really good job of stepping up front and holding their own on the offensive line part of things. Because you looked at Broken Bow, and they have a lot of size up front, you know, 250, 290, to, you know, 195 pounds, and another one at 240. So, you know, they had some guys up front that, you know, were pretty big. You know, and the dude, a kid out there as a receiver and able to catch passes and you know, those types of things. You know, so Kearney Catholic, you know, knew that coming into the game, athletic-wise, they were going to, you know, be there. And it showed tonight, you know, with their athleticism. But, you know, and they, like we mentioned, Randy, the offensive line did a really good job. You know, you look at the whole aspects of things. You know, the kicking game was good. You know, their kick returns, kickoffs were good. You know, those types of things you don't really mention sometimes, but, you know, kick receive, you know, Kearney Catholic did a great job there. Kick, you know, Broken Bow on their kick returns were trying to run a little bit of, you know, reverses, and Kearney Catholic did a good job of staying home and being in their lanes like they should, and did a good job of, you know, making sure that they do, you know, they cover all aspects of the game out there. And that, you know, and we kind of wondered, you know, coming out at halftime being up 42-0, whether or not, you know, your focus isn't going to be there. But that wasn't the situation. You know, when they came out at halftime, they were just as focused as they were at the beginning of the game as they were at the you know, coming out there in the second half. And they did a really good job of just, you know, making sure that they get better every play of the second half. And you know, they got a lot of guys in. Pretty much everybody got to play, you know, for Kearney Catholic. You know, so it was nice to see those young kids get in there and make some plays also in the second half. And, you know, Kearney Catholic, like we mentioned it, Randy, we just didn't quite know. We knew that they were going to be very athletic. And, you know, we were anxious to kind of see how they would stack up against Broken Bow and their size and stuff. And they handled themselves very, very well.
Kearney Catholic has a little bit of size as well and a lot of talent there in the skill positions as Kearney Catholic wins this one comfortably 56-7. We're going to step away for a moment. When we come back, we'll have the New West Sports Medicine and North Peak Surgery postgame show. Get you updated on some scores. We'll give you some stats. We'll talk with Coach Harvey, do a whole lot more when we return to Miles Field right after this.
B&B Carpet and Donovan, now with Pergo Extreme Rigid Flooring, where high performance runs deep. Deeper visuals, deeper protection, deeper warranty. For the number one preferred brand in flooring, Pergo Extreme offers unmatched durability and a guarantee you expect from a high-performance floor. Pergo Extreme's warranty is worry-free for life, providing extreme debt resistance, 100% kid and pet-proof warranty, and waterproof warranty. For the worry-free solution, see B&B Carpets and Donovan, and you'll see why your friends say, "That's where we always go."
Your local Pioneer team is with you from the word go, during harvest season and every season. They have the latest performance data to help select the right corn products for each of your acres next year. Results start with industry-leading genetics, but it all comes down to conducting thousands of local on-farm trials to uncover more insights and maximize yields. When it's go time, work with your local Pioneer team to make the most of every acre with Pioneer brand corn products. Pioneer, with you from the word go.
See Impact Seed.
If you're looking for office, retail, or warehouse space, then consider the 13,000 square feet located at 3210 Antelope Avenue in Kearney. Great truck and customer access, large overhead doors, one unit with a dock. Space can be divided and built out to suit specific needs. Call Cody at 308-440-7286 for details. 308-440-7286 for details on the 13,000 square foot space available at 3210 Antelope Avenue, Kearney.
And welcome back here to Miles Field. Once again, your final on this one was 56-7 as Kearney Catholic. Great job offensively. Unofficially, I had them for 368 yards of offense. And I'm still told, well, I haven't added up here, 123 yards and then 57. So that would be 180 yards of offense for Broken Bow, and most of them came on that one 80-yard drive when the game was already decided with their varsity against Kearney Catholic's second team, and hit some big passes, and they had a nice drive, good feel-good drive here for the Indians, who will have their hands full again next week. But Kearney Catholic, a nice win, and they'll be taking on Aurora, the defending state champions, who lost to Adams Central 24-8. So Stars, who knows, maybe can start the season 2-0. I mean, playing at Aurora when they get to hang their championship banner, that's it's going to be a little different deal than playing at Adams Central. But, again, Stars look real good tonight.
Yeah, they did, Randy. You and I both were kind of going, well, yeah,
we're not sure.
Not sure what we have here, and we know we have the talent and stuff.
Yeah.
But, you know, they put all aspects of the game together tonight.
All right, let's give you our scoring wrap-up as we'll start with 7:05 to go in quarter number one. Henrik Hartberg connects with Kegan Bosshammer on a 63-yard touchdown, 7-0 Stars. Next possession after a short field after an interception by Austin Kristner. Hartberg connected with Bosshammer again, this time from 6 yards out. It was 14-0. Then with 2:26 to go in the first quarter, it's Kristner himself who catches the pass from Hartberg. That was from 30 yards out. That made it 21-0, and they still weren't done. 55 seconds to go in quarter number one. Hartberg on a 64-yard run. That made it 28-0. And again, the Stars scored four touchdowns in about 6 minutes and 15 seconds or so. Second quarter, 4:03 to go in the quarter. It was Hartberg this time on a 55-yard run. That made it 35-0. It was 42-0 at halftime when Samson David got a tip pass, returned it about 24 yards for an interception return, so the defense gets on the board, and it's 42-0 at the break. Kearney Catholic got the first score of the second half as well with 10:29 to go in the third. It was Hartberg connecting with Logan Miner, and Miner, tough run there the last 3 yards, dragging the defense into the end zone for a 24-yard touchdown, 49-0. And then the quarterback, Blake Denson, is able to connect with Keegan Baxter in a 36-yard pass. That made it 49-7 as Broken Bow gets on the board with 7:20 to go in the third. Kearney Catholic's next drive has Brett Mahoney going in on a 25-yard run where he used a 2x4 on a stiff arm at about the 4-yard line. He cleated a kid with a stiff arm, for crying out loud. Just an indication of how strong Kearney Catholic was tonight. They win it by a final of 56-0. And that is our scoring wrap-up brought to you by Buffalo County Farm Bureau. Everything you need covered, wrapped up in one great insurance agent, Buffalo County Farm Bureau in Kearney. Real quick, as Coach Harvey's making his way up here, we'll give you some team numbers. Henrik Hartberg throwing the football unofficially, 9 of 14 for 138 yards, 4 touchdowns, 1 interception. Also at quarterback, Brett Mahoney was 3 of 5 for 26 yards. And let's not forget Jaden Sire, the sophomore, also had 2 pass attempts. One of them was complete, lost 5 yards on it, but has his first completion. Logan Miner, 1 catch for 24 yards and a touchdown. Austin Kristner had 2 catches for 30 yards and a touchdown. Kegan Bosshammer caught 5 balls for 89 yards, had 2 touchdowns, including that 63-yarder that we mentioned earlier. Brett Mahoney had 1 catch for a negative 5 yards, and he just needs to learn a stiff arm when he's a receiver. Jaden Sire had 1 catch for 5 yards. Garrett Smotter, 1 catch for 14 yards, and Max McBride had 1 catch for 7 yards, and we can talk a little defense here, but first, let's bring in the head coach for Kearney Catholic, Rashawn Harvey, and wow, your quarterbacks look pretty good. We can talk stiff arm later, but right. let's start with Hartberg here. He looked very comfortable out there.
Played a great game tonight. First game, you know, we thought he'd have a little jitters. Yeah, he missed a wide open touchdown there for, I think it was the second drive that we had, but outside of that, the young man composed himself, played with poise, and he scored offensively in the air. He ran the ball for touchdown, but, you know, you can say the line did a great job also. But great first game for Heinrich.
And I'm glad you mentioned the line because Don and I kind of mentioned it. Aside from that one backside blitz, his jersey was clean. Right. When he was throwing the football, he didn't get touched.
Yeah, those linemen are coming together. You know, we had something happen this summer where at the UNK football camp, we had a lineman go down, and Matthew Mers has been kind of the catalyst for this all. Matthew Mers said, hey, I'll move from H and play guard. And him making that move, and he's being vocal, providing leadership. And so those guys are, you know, a tight unit, and that's what we tell those guys, man, you got to be a unit. We need each unit doing their job, and that offensive line is coming together, and they look pretty good tonight.
Well, you and I both know offensive line are what it's all about because
Absolutely.
We're both recovering offensive linemen.
That's right.
All right, let's let one of these fancy tight ends ask a question here.
And we mentioned that, you know, we just thought all aspects of the game, you guys looked very, very good, whether it was offensive, defensively, or special teams
right.
tonight.
You know, special teams, I'll start with that. Spencer Hoagland did a great job tonight. You know, he had some iffy times last year, but he's kind of shrugged that off. He did a lot of work this summer. You know, was he perfect tonight on the PAT? What, I don't know, 7 of the 8 went in the end zone or something like that on the kickoff.
Yeah.
So, you know, he's a great job. We can't wait. You know, not that we want to kick 30 and 40-yard field goals, but we want to see what he can do with some of that. But, you know, great job by him. And, yeah, all facets just were on point tonight. They clicked. And like I told a young man when we were huddling up after the game, there were several defensive plays where you saw 9 guys just flowing to the football.
Yep.
And so they're buying into that play with relentless effort.
Let me throw some defensive stats your way real quick. Blake Denson for Broken Bow threw for 123 yards. He was 9 of 21, but had 5 interceptions. That means that your defense got 5 plays there. That's pretty darn good. Lathan Duda, who's a really good receiver, caught 6 balls for 65 yards. Rushing the ball, Denson carried the ball 9 times for a negative 6 yards. Michael Stoddard, 1 carry for a couple yards. Harvey had 1 carry for 7 yards. 11 yards here for Frazier Kalen. Bottom line is, you look at things, and you gave up on the ground about 60 yards.
And that's what we tell our guys. If we can stop the run, we'll be effective in high school football.
Yep.
If you want to make teams pass the ball, we're very comfortable with our team speed. We're very comfortable lining up, going cover 0, cover 1. And if we can shut down the run and, hey, put 7, 8 guys in the box and now you're forced to pass it, we'll take our chances with a Logan Miner on the outside and Austin Christopher playing corner or free safety. Heinrich back there made an unbelievable interception.
One-handed.
Snagged that thing one-handed. Well, he's got oven mitts for hands and clodhoppers for feet, but
he can move.
He can move. But we're excited about what we're doing on the defensive side also.
Those clodhoppers are aerodynamic because they're moving pretty fast.
You know, and that's what we mentioned up here. You know, it looked like they had an angle on him, and then all of a sudden – he has another gear there, and he just goes.
Yeah, I mean, it seemed like, you know, through basketball and in the track, he finally figured something out.
Yeah.
I don't know what it is, but he figured something out. You know, watching him running track, you know, he was turning it on, running 11 flat, and he comes out here, and like that one, we thought he was going to have the angle on the sideline. Next thing you know, he hits the corner and turns on the jets. You know, that's a great weapon for us.
Oh, yeah.
If we can keep that kid healthy, man, we're excited.
Well, I sure don't want to throw a wet blanket on things because everything looked kind of good. But is there an area that you go, you know, we need to work on this?
Yeah, I think I thought we played with good tempo tonight, but I think we can play a little faster. And there's some minute things as our coaching staff, you know, our guys just getting lined up, how we call our plays. All those guys want to look at their wristband. And we're yelling the formation to them.
Yeah.
But they're looking for the formation. But we're yet. So just those little small things that could make us go faster and recognize we don't have to wait on the defense.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we lined up in that certain formation where Broken Bow, all their linemen went to one side. And then the official moved away. Snap the ball. But we're sitting there waiting. So we got to get used. We don't have to wait. Like the years past for the whistle,
right.
Even though we've been practicing that, but I think this will help with it. So, and I think we need to just take advantage of when teams aren't lined up.
Yeah, you had a touchdown set up there.
Yeah.
And what do you call that anyway? I want to know what they call that. I call it the old Oklahoma swinging gate.
I can tell you off the air if I tell you. Gotcha.
When you're dealing with an offensive mad scientist, you have to kind of put up with things like that as well. Again, some interesting formations. I didn't know that you knew that you could use two tight ends. I didn't know you knew that.
Yeah, we just figured we cannot. Brett Mahoney's our second team quarterback right now, but the kid's too good to stand on the sideline.
Yeah.
So we figured out we got to get ways to get him involved in the game. And obviously, he's a weapon when he's involved in the game. So, you know, 6'3", 6'4", whatever he is, and at tight end. And Boss Hammer, 6'3", 6'4", at tight end. You know, we ran some play action crossing routes. Boss caught one of those. So we're going to utilize those guys' talents. And Brett is a low. We call him Gronk. And so, he can have the Gronk behavior on the field, but not off the field. We don't want that.
You might
want
to call him Mike Tyson because that one stiff arm he threw. You got to have him teach other kids how to throw a stiff arm.
He does it well. We got a package for him. We want to spread the field, and teams are going to have to honor our speed. And now Brett find a seam. If it's not there, find a seam and run. We'll take our chances with Brett doing that and Heinrich.
All right. Obviously, you haven't broke down a lot of film, but a tough night for Aurora. They lose to Adams Central 24-8, so they're not going to be in a good mood when you travel to town next Friday.
But Coach Peterson, I have them ready, so he'll dissect our film, and they'll be ready. They're tough no matter what. I think they've got a couple D1 and D2 prospects on their team. They've got good size. I think the Borkature kid? I think he's 6'5", playing tight end. So we got to be ready to play. And they put a whipping on us last season and set several records on this field right here. But we're excited to go there and see where we are.
Yeah, it'd be a lot better idea here. But, again, positive steps out there. You guys look good tonight.
You know, and the great thing is we told them yesterday, you know, let's go take care of business and get everybody playing time because everybody's been practicing. They've been sweating just like the first teamers, and the guys came out and executed. And, it's great to see those kids on the sideline that when they get in the game.
Got excited.
They're running around, eyes all big, but they get excited. You know, a freshman got a sack, and our team went crazy on the sideline. So, that's a good sign that guys are loving on each other and like to see guys excel on the field.
All right, nice game tonight, Coach.
Thanks, Rashawn.
Nice job.
Thank you.
All right, Rashawn Harvey, head football coach here for Kearney Catholic, as the Stars win this one comfortably 56-7 over Broken Bow. And again, that junior class, really, you saw a lot of great things out of that class as a whole, and especially at the quarterback position.
Yeah, you did, and then we mentioned it. From everything, offense, defense, special teams, it was a joy to watch out here and see these guys just get after things.
Well, a reminder for you that coming up next week, we'll have the Aurora Kearney Catholic game here on ESPN Radio. And coming up here in just a little bit will be the Friday Night Scoreboard Show brought to you by our good friends at Rutz Heating and Air and Rivals Bar and Grill. That'll be over on Power 99 coming up here in just a few minutes. I'm Randy Bushcutter for Don Lease, and certainly want to thank Coach Harvey for helping us out, and J.D. Rader, our engineer back in the studios. Thanks for joining us. Good night, everybody.
The proceeding has been a Platte River Radio ESPN Tri-City Sports production brought to you by Platte River Preps. To download this podcast or any of our podcasts, visit PlatteRiverPreps.com.